High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unish.
On another Chamber of Commerce night, we bring you high school football right here on KGYM, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. As tonight, it's a Metro non-district Class 4A battle, as it'll be the Cedar Rapids Jefferson Jayhawks coming to the north side of Marion to take on the Linmar Lions. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Linmar Stadium. Scott Unash alongside John Hegarty, Jeff Moss on the sidelines, providing our sideline reports here again tonight. Our high school football throughout the year is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. And thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, entire staff at First Federal Credit Union for helping us out. Check them out online for all their latest rates and their great deals at firstfedcu.com. Battle tonight between teams looking for their first victory. Jefferson 0-2, the Linmar Lions 0-2. Both shut out last week by very good top 10 teams. Jefferson losing 28-0 to Prairie in a game that was probably closer than that. Same thing with Linmar, a game that was closer than the 16-0 score that the Lions fell to when they went to Saints Field last Friday night to take on Cedar Rapids Xavier. And John, you got two hungry teams, interestingly enough, talking with both coaches, and kind of both had the same game plan coming into this one tonight, which makes things kind of interesting.
Well, it's just strange to see Paul James here at Linmar wearing black and red, I got to be honest with you. And new things change, new horizons, and very, very happy for Paul that he is out here at the Linmar community. And some things don't change, though. And I guarantee you Paul James does not want to lose to the Jefferson Jayhawks. I'm pretty sure he hasn't lost to them since about the year 2000.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And this is the 25th game between Jefferson and Linmar here tonight. And Linmar owning a little bit of an edge in this series, 15-9. Lions won it last year. We did the game at Kingston. It was a dandy ball game, 45-38. Jefferson won 43-16 the previous year when the Jayhawks went to the second round of the playoffs back in 2015. So it's been a good series here as of late between the Lions and the Jayhawks. And you got a Jefferson team that's had an extra day to prepare. Brian Webb gave the whole squad the entire weekend off over Labor Day. Said they needed a break, get away from football a little bit. Had a good week of practice, refreshed, and ready to go. And they're going to try... going to try to run that ball tonight behind Garnett, Stewart, and the offensive line that the Jayhawks have.
Well, Jefferson brings the triple option to the table. They've got a quarterback that can run, and they've got any number of guys that will come from any direction and get handoffs. There'll be reverses. There'll be counters. So, and they'll spread the field, by the way. You're going to see big line splits because the Jefferson line does not have a lot of depth, and they don't have an enormous amount of size. So they've got large line splits. That means that Linmar's defense is going to have to cover the field. But similarly, I think both teams are going to – you're probably going to see a lot of offense tonight, Scott.
Interestingly enough, both teams, offensive 100. Jefferson got 252 yards a game so far through two contests. Linmar at 295 yards per contest. Two good quarterbacks. Interesting stories here. Noah Vauder for the Jayhawks. He got in last year and kind of got through the helm for Jefferson, 6'3", 187 pounds senior. And not a bad start to the year for Vauder so far, 26-57 through his first couple of games. And as far as Linmar is concerned, Trot Carey, the quarterback, big kid back there, 6'3", 180 pounds, very good arm. Was a quarterback his sophomore year and then moved to wide receiver and defensive back last year. And he is back at the quarterback helm this year for the Linmar Lions.
And he's a good-looking athlete. Reminds me a little bit, Paul James, of the situation that Hayden Fry when he came to Iowa all those years ago. And where did he go to find his first starting quarterback?
Yeah, he went to the non-quarterback form.
That's right, and that worked out pretty well for him. But just watching Trot Carey in warm-ups, he's an athlete. He wears his pads well. And He's going to have no problem getting outside and running if things break down, and he's got to make a play with his feet.
He will be without one of his top receivers tonight, though. Josh Ilsenbeck is going to be out of the game due to an injury. Aaron Niebauer's had a terrific year so far for the Linmar receiving corps. So we're going to see a little bit more Trent rolling in there as a wideout and playing both ways here tonight. And for Linmar, one of the guys to watch for the Lions is Isaiah Garman. We got two really good defenders tonight. Isaiah Garman for the Linmar Lions, and of course, Keenan Stewart for the Jefferson Jayhawks.
Well, there's been a long line of outstanding Garman football players here at Linmar, but Isaiah Garman is, he's a little different than the other two that came through. He wants to come out and rock your world. He's a physical, big, tough guy. And he's going to be playing that Mike linebacker right in there. And every time I look at him out on the field, he kind of reminds me a little bit of a throwback to Dick Butkus. I think he just wants to get down in the trenches and get dirty.
Isaiah Garman will go both ways. He'll play on the defensive side. Also, will play a little bit of fullback tonight as well for this Linmar football team. So it's Linmar and Jefferson here tonight at Linmar Stadium. Good crowd on hand here on a beautiful, beautiful Friday night for week three of football. We're going to hear from both coaches. Brian Webb up first. He is the head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks. I had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on tonight. His thoughts as this Jayhawks get ready to hit the road to take on the Linmar Lions.
Back in the pregame show from Linmar Stadium. The Friday night week three game between Linmar and the Jefferson Jayhawks, and head coach Brian Webb of Jefferson joining me. And coach, 2-0-2 teams, both hungry for a win going at it here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big game. It's still non-district, but you know, like I've told our kids last week and last couple of weeks, is our first two games have been against really good football teams. And if you can take anything away from that, a loss, that we have played some really good football teams, and Prairie's very good, and Pleasant Valley beat City High 35-0. So, I mean, we're not shying away from playing some of the best teams in Eastern Iowa. So I feel we have a great shot in this game. I think we match up really, really well. I think our personnel matches up really well. And so, as I told them earlier, in my opinion, there's three ways that we lose this game. And one is big plays on defense. Number two is not executing on offense, and number three is just foolish things like, you know, third and four, jumping off sides, things like that. So to me, those are the three things that we can lose this game with. So we just play like they know they can play. We got a good shot to win.
Well, you had an extra day of preparation to get ready for this one, and playing on Thursday in week number two. How'd things go this week?
Good. You know, we gave the players Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, and everybody kind of needed a break, and coaches and players, and they came back kind of rejuvenated, and so practice went well. You just got to stay the course. I don't know if there's a magic pill, like I told the kids, to win football games. You just got to keep believing in what we're doing and what you're doing, because you've put in the time and the work and the effort in the summertime, and you just got to continue to believe that those efforts are going to pay off. So, you know, a game of football comes down to execution. We found out that last week versus Prairie. There were some plays and opportunities we had to make that I think could have changed the game, and we could have been right in it for four quarters. But we got to be able to do those things. Those kids know that.
That's going to be my next question. The score read 28-0, but that game was a lot closer against Prairie.
It was, but, you know, we've had a lot of those, you know, fairy tale, you know, good job, you're keeping it close. It's time for us to win some football games, and we have a low squad, and that's no excuse for us to go out there and execute, and we just got to do those things, and that confidence just comes in practice and doing the same things over and over and become repetitious, just being smart football players and giving everything you have. And, you know, it's like, our kids always play hard on Friday night. They always play hard. They give everything they have. So that's never in doubt, is their effort. Just comes down to executing when it's time to execute and making a play when a play has to be made.
Well, new Linmar regime with Coach James here. And you look at old wash tape, or what'd you do?
Pretty much pulled out the Washington scout cards because things are very similar with what they do. So, you know, kind of the next 3 weeks are very similar offenses for us. And going into districts. So our kids will get a lot of repetitions of kind of the same plays and power and counter tray and flood and sprint out, things like that. So they're prepared. I mean, we've been facing these same plays now against Washington, now Linmar, for the last 6 years. So nothing's really different. We just got to go out and we got to play the way that we know how to play.
And the last couple of years have been really good games, competitive games, and you guys, of course, have come out on top once.
Yeah, and, you know, last year we thought we were the better team and kind of let that one slip away and just made some mistakes when when we didn't need to make them. But kudos to Limbaugh. They got us last year. And it's just time for us to rise and shine, as I told the kids. And they truly believe they can do that. And it's time for Keenan Stewart and Jarvis to have a big game, because I think we have some mismatches against their offensive line on the inside. And so if those guys do their job, it's going to set up for us to do well in offense.
It's come down to fundamentals and not making those mistakes, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what level. You know, watching the Chiefs last night and the Patriots, this comes down to fundamentals and execution. And we got to be able to do those things. We got to be able to execute an offense. And that's been kind of a mistake that we had last week. And hopefully we can get those things done tonight.
All right. Best of luck to the Jayhawks tonight.
Thank you, Scott.
Back with more after this right here on KGYM.
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Back in the pregame show, Linmar and Jefferson here on this Friday night from Linmar Stadium. And Paul James, head coach of the Linmar Lions, joining us. And Paul, like I asked Brian, two teams that are really hungry for a win going at it tonight. And I think it should be a pretty good football game.
Yeah, it really should. And that's definitely true. Both teams really need a win. And we played well defensively in our first two games, you know, holding Xavier to 16, actually, you know, two scores, and we had basically two pass plays where we had breakdowns, and in the opener against Iowa City High, we had a real solid game defensively, too. So we're just looking tonight to put some things together offensively.
Yeah, you got to, starting with the defense, you got to be happy with how that's gone so far anyway. Obviously, on the other side of going against Linmar the last few years, struggled a little bit defensively, but the guys are picking it up now.
Yeah, and we've got a good crew up front where we can rotate some big boys in there and cause some problems up front. And we've got a good core of linebackers, and the D-backs were... We've got a couple kids out with injuries tonight, some leg injuries. Savon Walton and Josh Hilsenbeck. And so that'll hurt us on both sides of the ball, because they're starters on both offense and defense. But, you know, we got other guys that'll step up and, you know, hopefully do a good job.
How about on the offensive side of the ball? You'd like to see some more points put on the board, obviously. Is it just a matter of execution? What do you need to do offensively?
Well, there's several factors. You know, there's times when we get things going, you know, get three or four, five good plays going, a first down or two, and then we have a hold or have some silly mistake. We had a few blown assignments last week with routes, you know, and some other things, you know, backfield action. So we're just looking to get those mistakes corrected and, you know, try to play error-free. And hopefully that will put us over the top in terms of getting some consistency.
Well, that's what non-district play is about, to get ready for those district games that mean a lot.
Exactly. And you know, for us too, it's just getting used to the system and used to the coaches and used to each other and all that. And so, you know, we're looking to see offensive consistency tonight and continued defensive improvement.
How's Trot Carey done so far at quarterback his first year?
He's doing a good job. You know, he didn't take any snaps, actually, practice or games last year. So, you know, it's been a year since he was under center or taking shotgun snaps, and so I think he's picking things up well, and he's an excellent team leader, and you know, he'll just keep getting better and better.
Well, what do you need to do tonight to get that first win here at Linmar?
Well, I think we need to dominate up front, you know, on both sides of the ball. That's, you know, virtually every game you're in, but that's really a key tonight. They've got a few big guys up front, and, you know, we got to get after it on both sides of the ball, and hopefully our numbers will cause them to have a little fatigue, and so we'll see how that turns out.
That is head coach Paul James of the Linmar Lions as we get closer and closer to kickoff here from Linmar Stadium as the Linmar Marching Band making their way out onto the field here. We'll join them for the national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments. And then we will go down to Jeff Moss on the sideline and get everything rolling here tonight. Week 3 of the high school football season. A reminder coming up after the game, we'll have all the scores and reports from around Eastern Iowa. Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard with Jeff Downing, and that will be from 10 o'clock until midnight here tonight. So keep it right here to KGYM, and we will get all the scores coming your way. As you heard from both coaches, John, what do you think? Like I said, both of them want to win that offensive line and defensive line tonight.
Well, these are two coaches that have been veteran of many wars at their respective schools before they came to the two that they're representing tonight. And so they know each other very well through the last 6 years or so. As mentioned by Paul James, that they went together, Jeff Wash rivalry before. So there's not going to be a lot of mystery involved here. It's going to be who can get their players to play error-free ball, not turn the ball over, and do it for 48 minutes. And I think I hear Paul James say he thinks that his Lions can wear down the Jayhawks. And I would probably agree watching the tape. And having broadcast last week, the game against Jefferson and Prairie, they're short in numbers, and so they have guys that have got to go both ways. And if Linmar can wear down the Jayhawks in the fourth quarter, that could be exactly when Linmar takes control of the game. But Coach Webb wants to play his guys to play 48 minutes. They had 3 days off, so who sees? We'll see what happens.
Yes, and should be a good one tonight. Both teams looking for their first victories of the year in this one. Some of the other games that we will keep an eye on here tonight includes Bettendorf and Washington out of Kingston Stadium. It should be a good one out there. Randy Krejci's out there. Clinton is at Prairie as the Hawks try to go to 3-0 tonight. Iowa City West at Cedar Falls tonight at the Uni Dome. That's going to be fun.
Cedar Falls has had a very good start to this season, and I think they're back wanting to reclaim one of the top two or three or spots in the eastern half of the state, Scott.
Little Cyhawk is up for grabs tonight as City High is on the road at Ames to take on the Little Cyclones. And also coming up tonight, district play underway in all the classes except for us here in 4A. Marion is at Central DeWitt tonight, and Xavier will host Bent Community tonight over at Saints Field. So we'll keep tabs on all those games coming up throughout the night, and again, we'll have them on the scoreboard show with Jeff Downing. Sophomore game tonight, Linmar got a late touchdown to win it 24-20 over Jefferson. We're going to join the Linmar Marching Band. There's a bunch of them out on the field here at Linmar Stadium, as we'll have the national anthem for you coming up here in just a couple of moments on a beautiful, beautiful night here on the north side of Marion, as Linmar Stadium is looking good as per usual here, and should be a good one tonight as the Lions and the Jayhawks get ready to go at it. And, we'll join the band coming up here in just a couple of moments as we get closer and closer. I think this is going to be a fun game tonight, despite the 0-2 marks for both teams.
Well, we've covered these two the last couple of years, and in both cases, it was track meet up and down the field. The defenses struggled in both cases, and offenses shined, and it was kind of a shootout who could have the ball last, so to speak. And I don't know if that'll happen tonight, but let's just leave it at this. We have been very entertained by this Linmar-Jeff matchup the previous two seasons.
Both teams, interestingly enough, defensively, kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. Jefferson's giving up 375 yards, 295 in the ground. That's why Paul James said, They want to try to run this football tonight. And then for Linmar, they've been fairly stingy. And Paul's been very happy with the defense so far through the first couple games, giving up only 295 yards. Only 126 on the ground so far this year for his Linmar defense. As the Lions get ready to come out onto the field for the Northwest Tunnel. Jefferson is out. They wait for both teams to come out here and have them on the sideline for the national anthem as the Lions make their entrance onto the field turf here at Linmar Stadium. And hard to believe this place already in its sixth year. Seems like yesterday we were here for the inaugural game with Linmar and Kennedy.
Yes, and that was a wonderful night, but the stadium does look great. It looks just as good 6 years later as it did on that opening night.
Yes, it does. And both teams out there, and so we will get things rolling with our national anthem coming up here in just a moment. High school football, as always, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Tom. Everybody at First Federal, check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And all their great rates there and all of the information that you need right there available at firstfedcu.com.
Please remain standing.
Now we will join the Linmar Marching Band and Salute America with tonight's national anthem.
Of American Legion Voice 298, present the colors. Now, under the baton of co-director of bands, Mr. Aaron Nuss, join the Marching Lions in saluting our country by singing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Here tonight from Linmar Stadium. We're going to go downstairs right now to Jeff Moss and bring in the third member of our crew. Beautiful night for football. 5 for 5 for you, Jeff. So great job. And 0-2 teams, but they're very evenly matched. This should be fun.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott. This is going to be another great night of high school football here in Marion as the Lions take on the Jayhawks tonight. And, you know, talking to both the coaches there in the pregame show, and especially head coach Brian Webb, he called out one player there in particular who I think is going to have a huge night here tonight, and that's Keenan Stewart. He's one guy that you look at on that sideline and on the field for Jefferson. He looks really, really good in shoulder pads. He looks even better when he starts playing football out there, and they look for him to maybe expose some things on that offensive line tonight of the Linmar Lions. Jefferson 0-2, Linmar 0-2. It really doesn't matter at this point for either of these teams. This isn't district play, but this is a huge game for both of these teams to get some momentum rolling as they head in to district play here in just a couple weeks. It's a full house on the Linmar side. The Jefferson fans have packed their side as well. No wind again tonight. And Scott, you have been put on notice by the Iowa High School Athletic Association tonight. The referees just said, be nice to the umpire tonight, Scott.
I know who that is. Yes, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Yeah, great crowd on hand here at Linmar Stadium. The seating capacity, about 8,000, a little bit more. And I'd say we got a good 6,000-7,000 probably assembled here on the north side of Marion.
Boy, and why wouldn't you be outside watching football on a night like this? Just gorgeous, perfect temperature, no wind. Perfect playing conditions.
Already got a score early on. Xavier with a touchdown lead over Benton Community. It's 7-0 in favor of the Saints. Jefferson's going to receive the opening kickoff as the Jayhawks will go on offense first. Give you an opportunity to read off our Skogman Carlson Insurance starting offense for Jefferson. They will go with that left tackle, Taylor Victoria, at 216 and a senior. Bryce Donner at left guard, 185 and a senior. Jacob Scherzer, 193 and a senior at center. Jared Smith, J.R. Smith, right guard, 234 and a senior. And Ford Loskill, 220 and a senior. He will be the right tackle. Slot backs, Josh Furrow, Mitch Hall. Wideouts, Kyler Bell and Drake Kearns. We'll see T.J. Kennan in there as well. Matt Storm, 5'10", 178 senior, starting at the tailback spot. And Noah Vauder, 6'3", 187 and a senior. He will be the starting quarterback tonight for the Jefferson Jayhawks. In their white jerseys with navy blue numbers, navy blue pants, the Columbia blue trim. Linmar in their black uniforms with the white numbers, the white pants with the black and red striping and the black helmets. Twin safeties back. Kyler Bell on the far side. Mitch Hall on the near side to get the kickoff here at Linmar Stadium from Austin Brenning. And it's a high, deep kick, and it'll go 3 yards deep into the end zone. And that's where Jefferson will have it. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Linmar without a couple defensive starters here. One of the hybrid linebackers, Josh Hilsenbeck, and also Savon Walton at one corner, John. So we will see how things progress right there. Linmar will start Aaron Neibauer both ways tonight. He will be at the right corner, left side corner, Trent Rowland, the 180-pound senior. And Linmar still running that Paul James 3-5-3. First and 10, first play from scrimmage. As Furrow comes in motion, he'll get it on the jet sweep, going to the left side, cuts it up at the numbers, crosses 25 and slips his way for about 7 to the 27-yard line. Stretching out the play right away. And chase down Trey Baker over there along with Aaron Neibauer. And no huddle here for the Jayhawks, John.
Coming right up and looking over the sideline to get the play visually from a coach that's calling it in. And then they all look down at their wristband to see what the play is.
Wide side of the field to the right, just underway. Double slot formation. Vauder off the fake. Nope, he'll hand it off. And Storm coming to the left side. He's got a first down as he crosses the 30 to the 31-yard line. As he is brought down, looks like Fridger Alcott with the stop right there.
Where they're running that? Who are they running that at, Scott?
Right at that side where Josh Hilsenbeck would
That's
be.
That's right. They're trying to target where Hilsenbeck, the injured player, is out tonight. They're running right at his replacement.
First and 10 from the 31-yard line. Man in motion. They'll run the option. Here's a late pitch. Trying to get to the corner is number 13 Moore, and he's stacked up. Looked like he had an opening there, but it closed quickly. Dan Coughlin came up. Junior, 178-pounder, and made the stop after a gain of 3.
A little bit of confusion on the defense for Linmar as to who had the pitch man there. They're going to have to get that figured out real fast.
Second and 7, just underway, about a minute 12 into the ball game, no score. Kyler Bell split wide to the right, one receiver to the left. Four-man front. Back to throw, Vauder, deep drop, in pressure, throws the middle, caught, 40-yard line, turning up, 45, and in the Linmar territory, and brought down at about the line, 48-yard line that time. And making the catch was Josh Furrow.
Yeah, Josh Furrow is one of those heady players. He's not going to dazzle you with speed, but he's got great skills, he's got good vision, and he always knows where he's at on the field and where the first down marker is.
And he was wide open that time, right down the far hash mark. First and 10 from the line, 47-yard line. Linmar showing blitz. Here they come. Jet sweep, turning it up more. He's 45-40 and close to another Jayhawk first down. And he will go for about 9. Tackle made in there for Linmar by Ben Delagardelle.
Lots of misdirection right now by Jefferson's offense. Brian Webb not doing anything where he goes vertical straight ahead. Those large line splits for the offensive linemen of the Jayhawks creating big gaping holes.
Linmar up front will give you their front three in a moment. Second down, only about a yard. Line showing blitz. Vauder's got it. Being chased as he sweeps the left side and caught by Isaiah Garman. Brought down for a loss of about 4 and brings up third down. Cam Bonner, Trey Baker, Alex Lehman out front for the Linmar defense.
Yeah, Garman just sniffed that out right away. He's got all those instincts that a middle linebacker should have. And I swear to God, Scott, when he's got that body lean, he looks like Dick Butkus to me coming across for the Chicago Bears.
Except he's wearing number 90. Third down, long five from the 42-yard line. Blitz being shown from the outside. Vauder has it. Throws a little slant. Threw it behind Matt Moore. Incomplete. He was open.
Yeah, that was the right call. Went right to the pass. Was right to where the blitzing backer was coming from.
Jayhawks facing a fourth down. A little more than five. And looks like they're going to keep the offense out there. Kyler Bell is the punter. Keep that in mind. But he is split to the near side right now. Lindmar with Garmin, Holmes, and Schultz in there, along with Delagardell and the linebacking core. And Jefferson will go for it here. No score. Jayhawks at the Lindmar 42-yard line. Brian Webb rolling the dice off the fake. Vauder throws, and it's tipped and incomplete. A little bit behind Furrow and broken up by Delagardell, and Lindmar will take over on downs with 9:08 to play here in the first quarter.
So Jefferson penetrated into Lion territory, got down to their 42, but not able to keep the drive going.
And we'll see the Lindmar offense for the first time. Not bad field position at the 42-yard line. And for Lindmar, Riley Higgins, good left tackle, 230-pound senior. Nick Abasali, 263 senior at left guard. Keegan Harris, the center, 220. Ethan Henricks and Cole Wright on that right side. Out of the I formation, carry on the toss sweep. And this is Delagardell getting back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Stacked up by white shirts there in the middle, led by T.J. Cannon.
Yeah, simple toss sweep to the wide side of the field, but he chose to run it north-south and go vertical with it instead of taking it around to the wide side there.
And it'll be second down and 10 coming up. Trot Carey, the quarterback, 6'3", 180-pound senior. Rolling will be one receiver tonight, in for the injured Hilsenbeck, and Aaron Niebauer, the 170-pound senior, the other. Here's the trap play to the fullback, and a couple. And pushed back that time is Isaiah Garmin.
Good luck running that trap with Jaquez Garnett in there, all 350 pounds of him. You're just not going to move him. I'm sorry, I don't care how many guys you bring from the other side of the line of scrimmage, Scott, from what angle you do it at, you're not moving him out of there.
And Keenan Stewart right there next to him. Third down, nine for Lindmar. Twins to the left side. They'll run it out of the eye. Jefferson showing blitz, and here they come. Carry to throw. Rolls to the near side. Throws on the run, and it is caught. Rolling with the catch right at the first down marker.
Yeah, they're going to give him forward progress, and I think he got it.
I think he did, too. Going to pick up about 10, and it will be a Lion first down.
He had defenders from Jefferson draped all over him. There were two guys there with hands like octopuses wrapped around his body. Great concentration to get a hold of that ball and bring it in.
Good throw, too. On the run that time by Trot Carey. First and 10 Lions in Jayhawk territory at the 47-yard line. Out of straight eye, handoffs to the second back through. This is Alex Hess. First time, 5'10", 160-pound junior, and not much. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it.
Jesse Furrow came up from outside, wrapped him up, and threw him down. Got a little help in there from Keenan Stewart. Now, last week, when we called the Jeff Prairie game, Prairie distinctively ran away from Keenan Stewart. Every time they had a rushing play, it seemed like it was going away from Stewart. That time, Lindmar ran right into him.
Rolling out to the right side. Coming to the left side is Niebauer. Garmin, the fullback, on second down and 10. Long count, and flags fly. Carey, I think, got Jefferson to jump. Both these teams have had problems with penalties so far this year, especially Lindmar.
And when you get to the third game of the season, Scott, coaches want that stuff to be cleared up.
Encroachment against Jefferson. 5-yard penalty will make it second down and a little less than five. No score, just underway.
Garmin in the backfield at that fullback position. I got to think we're going to see maybe a little ISO and a little power with him lead blocking.
Tight end Luke Holmes, 200-pound junior, lines up right side. On second down. Long four now.
Oh, we've got
movement.
It right back.
Yep, Lindmar gave it right back.
Yep, one of the guards for Lindmar jumped. And like you just said, you get to that third game of the season, coaches want this stuff cleaned up.
Well, the colors have changed in the sideline for Paul James, but not the MO, the modus operandi. He is up in the booth.
Second down, 10. And let's just leave it at this. If you've never been to the Linmar press box, you better bring some oxygen because you're going to get a nosebleed.
And it's going to take a while to get down there.
But you've got an elevator.
Yes, you do.
Literally, you have an elevator.
6:35 to play first quarter. No score. Linmar, second down, a little less than 10 from the Jeff 47. Hand off, second back through a big hole.
ISO.
Left side, Hess, 35 to the 30, angling to the sideline, and out of bounds. Ran out of bounds by Logan Patey, but all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Yep, there's the ISO we just talked about with the fullback lead there. And if I had Isaiah Garman blocking a linebacker for me, I think I'd take one more stab at running ISO.
Lions with the player injured on that particular play. That might be Niebauer.
Hopped right up and got off the field, though.
Didn't see if it was 8 or 6.
No stoppage of play.
Might have been Niebauer.
Boy, and he's an important guy both ways for him tonight. They cannot afford any more injuries in that position.
First down from the red zone at the 20-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. Trot carry under center. Turns, hands it off. Has started right. Cut it back to the middle. And popped through inside the 15. A little seam and got it down to the 12-yard line.
Just another ISO straight ahead. And the fullback, which is still Isaiah Garman, who's getting up a little gingerly after that block. He is just isolating straight ahead on the inside linebacker for Jefferson and blowing a hole wide open to run through.
Chase Schultz will come in, 5'8", 190-pound senior. He'll be the fullback now. Second out of two from the Jayhawk 12-yard line. Carry off the fake. Gives it on the counter left side to Hess.
Oh, falls on the ground.
Fumbled the football, and I think Jeff's got it. Josh Furrow came up with it.
That was counter, Trey. The backside guard and tackle pulled, and the tackle as he came through got in the way of the handoff somehow, and the ball went on the ground. It was never actually handed off.
Yeah, I think Jeff had a good eye on that one. We'll go down to him on the sideline, and that thing was messed up from the get-go, wasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right, Scott, from the get-go on that one. And the running back had his hands up backwards on that one, wrong arm up. In fact, he came over to the sideline. Coach grabbed him right away, said which arm was up, which was down. He showed him. He said, nope, you're backwards on that one.
All right, Jeff, thanks. First and 10 from the 10-yard line. Botter out of the gun, short drop, looking, throws quick out, caught Hall at about 17, puts a move on, gets to the 20, and about to the 23. Going to be pickup of 13, and a Jeff first down.
These are the growing pains that a new coach goes through. Your offense drives the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line and doesn't come away with it, just hands it over to the other team. That's very frustrating for Ball James.
But a big break for Jefferson. See if they can take advantage. No score here in this one. Second offensive drive. Botter short drop, back to throw. Lobs the middle and overshot T.J. Kennan, incomplete. At about the 40-yard line, he had found a little bit of a seam there. And it'll be second down and 10 from the 24. Jayhawks throwing in a little bit more tonight. That's already the fifth attempt for Noah Vauder.
Yeah, and they're testing all levels, too. They're throwing the short stuff, the intermediate, and there's a nice attempt at going for the home run ball, too. So testing this secondary, which has got a few backups in there tonight for the Linmar Lions.
From the 24, second down to 10, near side hash mark. Twins to the left, and now they send a man in motion, Kyler Bell. Off the fake, keep by Vauder, angling left, runs into Ben Delagardelle. The ball came loose, and Linmar's got it.
Yes.
Strip job right there, I think, by the Lions.
At the right on about the 30-yard line.
Aucott come up with the football there for Linmar. So right back to the Lions in excellent field position in this scoreless game with 5:12 to play first quarter.
Isaiah Garman coming back in here to the huddle, which is a good sign as he came off there limping a little bit on that last possession. Looks to be fully recovered.
So the Lions at the 30-yard line, first and 10 in Jayhawk territory in this scoreless game, out of the eye. Receivers left and right. Here's Carey. Short drop, looking to throw. Looks to the right side, lobs it to the sideline, up for grabs, and it's going to be intercepted. Kyler Bell. And we've had three turnovers in about the last 1 minute of clock action here, John.
Boy, that was just a fade pattern down the Jefferson sideline, and all kinds of air put under that so that the receiver could go up and get it, but he just got outfought on the jump ball.
Well, Kyler Bell, a terrific basketball player.
Yeah, you see him all winter. You would know all about that way more than I would.
And that was just a jump ball, and he came down with it. So right back it goes to the Jayhawks, this time from their own 15-yard line. Man starts in motion, and they'll give it to Bell on the jet sweep, and he got sandwiched right away. Trey Baker was in there along with Della Gardell. And Paul James loves those active hybrid outside linebackers. Calls them the Joker and the Stud.
And they're living up to those designations as we look at this play. There is a Jayhawk down on the field.
Yep. And that appears to be James Baugh, backup tailback.
Yes, who missed the Prairie game last week, and they were welcoming him back tonight.
And unfortunately is down right now. Xavier has tacked on another touchdown. It's 14 to nothing. And also got a report from Prairie, John, that Levi Usher injured on the first play of the game for Prairie and had to go out on a stretcher, and that's good.
Let's hope that everything works out okay there, because that's one of the premier players in the state of Iowa, not just in football.
Listening to high school football tonight, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Jefferson and Linmar, week three. 4:49 to play first quarter and no score. Mitch Hall to the right side along with Kyler Bell, and now Storm goes off onto the sideline. One setback right now for the Jayhawks. Bonner in the pistol. Short drop. Now a deep drop being chased. Steps up in trouble. Down he goes. Sacked back at about the 9-yard line, and coming in to get the sack, Alex Lehman. 6'1", 230-pound D-end.
Normally I'd say that Vauder should have got rid of that and just thrown it out of bounds, but he had four black jerseys coming at him like a tidal wave.
Loss of six and a third down and long deep in their own territory here for the Jayhawks. They'll go trips to the left side this time, make it twins that way. One set back and one receiver to the right side. Down to five on the play clock. Shotgun snap, Vauder back to throw. He'll lob the left side man out there and juggled and caught. Kyler Bell in the open field. 50, far sideline to the 30, to the 20, and no one's going to catch him. Touchdown Jefferson. 91 yards on the hookup on third and long.
Boy, and Vauder just stood tall in the pocket and delivered the strike downfield. He had, again, people with black jerseys all around him just about to lower the boom, but it went the other direction all the way down the Jefferson sideline.
That was a nice throw, too, if I know of Vauder.
And again, a great reception where he had to go up and fight for it just a little bit. And then some question as to whether or not he was going to stay on his feet and keep his balance or just go down. But he did, recovered himself, and then just scampered right down that far sideline.
Jefferson strikes first. The big play. Extra point try is on the way, and it is up and good. And 3:55. To play here in the first quarter. And it's Jefferson on top, 7-0 over the Linmar Lions. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 1 minute timeout, listening to high school football from KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Jefferson, the big play. It's been the Kyler Bell first quarter here. He's going to get ready to kick it off. Jayhawks had a new kicker out there, and we don't have him on the roster. Line drive and a tail wagger coming to the near side. Going to go out of bounds, and Lindmar is going to have excellent field position at the 35-yard line. As the Lions down 7-0, will have it. Lindmar's had it twice in Jefferson territory and have come up empty so far.
Yeah, they've been down to the 10-yard line and then inside the 25, but come up empty, as you said.
And it looks like Lindmar is going to make them kick it again. They will not take it on the 35-yard line.
How about that? Don't see that very often.
No, a little different look.
Now, I'm trying to put myself in Paul James's head right now, and I got to think, on this next possession, you're going to see him go back to a steady dose of that ISO play that was working so well. They were ripping that ISO play off for 10 and 15 yards a crack when they ran it.
Yes, they were.
I don't know if Garmin will still be in there at the fullback position doing the lead blocking. They may rotate him out and try and get him a few blows and put another fullback in there, but still, that was money in the bank on that last possession.
Bell will try it again. Side winding kick, and another one angling to the near side. Going to go over the head of the deep back, and going to go out of bounds at the one-yard line. That was risky. Because
inside the one.
Jefferson was coming down, and that's a live ball.
That's a tough one to call, too, when you're the back that has to make the decision on that, too, because it's a little bit like a foul ball going down the third baseline on a bunt. You know, are you going to field it or are you going to let it? He had to wait to the last second, and he actually got lucky, and so the JR's going to kick it yet again.
I got to say, I have not seen this before. Take three. As they're going to kick now from the 30-yard line.
Well, keep this in mind. I don't know if this factors in at all, Scott, but every time you get your 10 guys, if not 11, running all the way down the field, it takes a little something out of you.
Yes, it does.
And Jefferson's got so many guys that never come off the field. This might be a kind of an interesting psychological ploy as well as a physiological standpoint.
Neibauer and also Alex Hess are up at about the 20-yard line. That's where they will be lining up as twin safeties here. Going to try it again here for Jefferson. And another kicker is coming in there. Our number seven is in there. Here's the approach and the kick. High, this one down the middle of the field and fairly deep. Taken away by Neibauer at the 13. Up the middle, stutter move at the 25 and hit and twisted down.
Oh,
good special teams play right there by Jefferson. Dylan Connor, the senior at 176 pounds, made the stop.
Boy, there were just five or six white jerseys standing there waiting to eat him up when he came up with that ball. There was literally no blocking from the return team of Lindmar.
First and 10, Lions at the 27-yard line. 7-0 Jefferson, 3:47 to play here in the first quarter. Rolling, and Neibauer out to the left side, and Neibauer is limping a little bit. High formation this time. Carry, long count, hand off, and a fumble. Football, it's loose, and Jefferson falls on it at the 21-yard line.
Garnett hopped all over that. They went right back to ISO like we predicted that they would, but the handoff just never materialized.
Second straight time, and Jeff, things just not going well in the exchanges right now for Lindmar, are they?
Yeah, guys, that's right. That time, the arms never even got latched onto the ball. It was right in the gut and popped right out. And this turnover battle right now is starting to swing the way of the Jayhawks. If they can tack another one on right now, Coach Webb's got to be feeling really good with the way his team's come out here in the first quarter.
All right, thanks, Jeff. First and 10 from the 21-yard line. One set back, Vaughter out the fake, back to throw. Guns the middle, crossing pattern incomplete. Oh, at about the 5-yard line, T.J. Cannon might have walked in.
Boy, would he have loved to have had another shot at that. That ball was thrown perfectly in stride, and it was almost too good to be true because Cannon had nobody on him covering him.
Xavier, 21-0 now over Benton Community. Second down and 10. Vauder at the 21-yard line. Sends a man in motion behind the formation and inside handoff, and not much. Crashing inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line that time. Taking it for the Jayhawks was Jacob Thompson.
Yeah, forget about that. Trey Baker just ate that up from the get-go.
Gain of 3. And the last time Jefferson had third and long, they went 91 yards. 3:11. Clock rolling first quarter, 7-0 Jayhawks in the red zone. Third down, 7 from the 18-yard line. Pistol formation, Vauder. Here comes the blitz from the outside. Vauder throws the middle, wide open. Cannon at the 5 and cuts back and in for the touchdown. He wasn't going to miss two of those.
Yeah, there was just nobody at home, and I mean nobody. The only one close to him was Isaiah Garman, and he bit on the run fake.
T.J. Cannon with the 18-yard touchdown reception. And it's 13-0 now, Jefferson on top. And Brian Webb, great play call. He went right back to that middle, vacated by the blitzing linebacker.
Yes, that's exactly right. It was wide open again.
Extra point try on the way, and good. 2:58 to play here in quarter number one, and Jefferson with a 2-touchdown lead. It's the Jayhawks 14 and Linmar nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with the kickoff after this on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
And we'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. Interesting sidelight to this, John. On the coaching staffs for both of these schools, you got two former pretty good Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yes, you do.
Jermell Lewis for Jefferson.
Offensive coordinator.
Ed Miles for the Linmar Lions. I think they ran into each other in practice a few times.
I'm sure that they've already exchanged pleasantries and pregame warm-ups as well.
14-0, Jefferson. They took advantage of the Linmar miscues.
Boy, 3 possessions for Linmar, Scott. 3 turnovers, 2 fumbles, and an interception.
Here's the run-up and the kick. And
guess what?
In, and it's going to go out of bounds again. Different kicker, same result.
And Brian Webb is looking down at the ground, and he is going to very quickly say, find me somebody that can keep the ball between the hash marks. I don't care how far it goes.
The fourth time the Jefferson kickoff team has tried it here.
This is going to start taking a toll on the special teams for Jefferson. Because they're blistering downfield, 70 yards at a crack. This is like wind sprints at the end of practice, guys.
Yes, it is.
And they're not enjoying it any more than anybody else.
No, they are not. As Jefferson will try it again. Back up 5. Third time a kick has gone out of bounds. Fourth penalty, 20 yards now for the Jayhawks. Left to right kick, the approach, and this one will go down the middle of the field, not quite as long, 20-yard line. Neibauer to the 30, up the hash mark left, stop and go move, across the 35, gets to the 40-yard line, and twisted down. Jayhawks trying to strip that ball. Jacob Thompson and also Matt Storm in there on the tackle at about the 41.
Much better job of blocking by the return team for Linmar there than on the last possession. Good field position to start off here at their own 41.
First and 10, Lions at the 41. Carey back out there, and things have not gone well for the Linmar offense. Garman will line up fullback in the slot right. They're going to go trips over there, one setback. And Carey will toss it that way. Trying to get to the corner, Della Gardellan does. High steps across the 45 and takes on a tackler at the 50 and gets it to the Jefferson 49-yard line.
I believe we saw this last week with Mo Blue at Washington,
yes,
did we not?
We did.
The tight trips that harken back to the old Tom Goodregis days. When you get that tight trips on the wide side of the field over there, you can almost bet it's going to be a toss sweep.
Gain of 10, first and 10. Nybauer rolling out to the left side. This time for Lindmar. Wide side of the field that way. They'll go back to the I formation and the handoff straight ahead. Delagardel lowers his shoulder and twists his way inside the 45 and down to the 44 for a pickup of 5 yards. Keenan Stewart on the stop.
Well, right back to ISO, which has been very good to Lindmar's offense tonight. They haven't had less than 5 yards each crack they've run that.
Second down at 5. And we'll call it a long 5 just outside the 44-yard line. Jeff with the four-man front right now.
Back to the tight trips.
See if they toss it to the short side. Second down. And Carey will toss it. Here comes Delagardel. Furrow hits him at the 42 and takes him to the 40-yard line.
Guys, this is just a numbers game. And Chris Buesing has got to get his defense to do some recognition here that whenever they line up in that formation, because Paul James is going to keep running that play until they stop him, just like he's running ISO right now.
Going to be about a half a yard shy of the first down. Third down for the Lions. Down 14-0. Minute and a half to play first quarter. Third and short for Lindmar. They'll go out of the eye. Garmin in front of Delagardel. Tied into the right side. Carey turns. Hands it off. Delagardel off tackle left. Tripped up, but he's got the first down. Ball came loose, but I think they're going to say the turf caused the fumble. And they will.
Boy, there was a collective gasp by everybody on the Lindmar sideline when that ball came out.
First down, Lindmar. 5 carries and a total of 23 yards for Ben Delagardel.
Very crisp blocking by the offensive line right now, and especially the fullback for Lindmar.
That's Isaiah Garmin. First and 10 from the Jayhawk 36-yard line. Carey on the counter. Delagardel off the right side this time. And not much. Head for about 4 as we go into a minute to play here in the first quarter. Coming up to make the stop for Cedar Rapids Jefferson, James Baugh. Good to see him back in there. Playing a little defense right now.
Well, if you're wearing a blue and a white jersey right now for Jefferson's varsity, you're going to be playing offense, you're going to be playing defense, and you're going to be playing special teams, and you're not going to be coming off the field much.
Could be the final play of quarter number 1. Twins to the left side, second down and 6. And we've got movement. I think the right side of the Jeff D line moved. And it's going to be encroachment on Jefferson. Good hard count there again by Trot Carey. Well,
Trot Carey's done a nice job on that hard count. The Jefferson defensive linemen have got to watch that ball as they're coached in practice every night. But you get into the heat of a battle and you start feeling good about yourself and you get a little cocky and then you start listening to that count and stop watching the ball.
And veteran quarterbacks will do that every time. Second down and only about a yard. Toss sweep left side. Delagardel hit and brought down. Great job coming up and making the play. Kenneth Moore, and that's going to be a loss of about 3, and that's going to take us to the end of quarter number 1. After 1, it's Cedar Rapids Jefferson 14 and the Lindmar Lions nothing. Back with the second quarter after this 1 minute break. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. Their grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry in Edgewood.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all 4 Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Back with you as we start quarter number 2. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss on the sidelines. Total yards in the first quarter, 159 for Jefferson, 64 for Linmar. 14-0 Jayhawks. And a third down and 5 coming up for Linmar at the Jeff 31-yard line. Jayhawks showing blitz from the outside. Here they come. Straight ahead handoff to Hess. Bust through and has got the first down and more. Across the 25 to the 23-yard line. Gain of 8 and a Lion first down.
Boy, just dragging bodies with him 5 yards after the first initial contact. A lot of Jefferson defenders right now getting up slow with hands on hips.
Self-inflicted wounds so far. How about this? End of the first quarter. Bettendorf 21, Washington nothing.
Ouch.
On first down. Here is the inside handoff to Hess and drug down from behind as he got to the 20-yard line. And it looked like Garnett got him from behind after a gain of about 4.
Well, Bettendorf played, was it Valley? Number 2 ranked Valley. Pretty straight up and just barely lost that game. And I think that was down at West Des Moines as well. So probably some bad memories of that last second loss to the Warriors last year down in Bettendorf.
Second down from the 20-yard line, second and 6. Ball left hash mark, 1 setback, and they go trips in the slot again this time. Carry to pass, off play action, being chased, rolling right, throws short in the flat, and it's caught and then dropped, and they're going to say an incomplete pass. Chase Schultz, the intended receiver, and T.J. Kennan did a good job of knocking it away right there for the Jayhawks.
Boy, there was a split second where I thought that was going to be a reception and a fumble, but... Probably a good no call there in terms of having that be a fumble. Well, Jeff was right there. Yeah. Let's see what Jeff thinks. That was right in front of him.
Yeah, Jeff, was there some bobbling going on down there?
Yeah, guys. From the moment the ball was even touched by the receiver, it kind of went into the pocket and then popped out, but no way he had any control of that football at any point.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Third down. 3 out of 3 so far for the Lions. Third down and about 6 from the 20-yard line. Four-man front, here comes the blitz. Here's the counter give, right side, nothing doing. Stacked up right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even a loss of about 1.
And they ran right into Stewart and Garnett, and that's just tough sledding.
Della Gardell tried the right side, and
they have a field goal attempt.
Yep, they're going to bring out the tee, and Austin Cochran will try a field goal attempt. Cochran from just inside the left hash. Left-footed kicker. It's going to be a 38-yard attempt. Good snap. Place down. Kick up. Line drive. Has the distance, and it is no good.
It was off to the right, I think.
Hooked it. Missed.
Boy, lots of distance on that, but he just didn't get it through the middle.
So 3 turnovers and missed 38-yard field goal now for Linmar. And we stay 14-0 in favor of Jefferson. With 10-10 to play here in the first half.
4 offensive possessions by Linmar, 3 of which have gotten down inside the 25-yard line, and they've come away with no points. Missed opportunities galore here for Linmar in the early going of this game.
Jefferson, 1st and 10. Dylan Connor in the game to the left side now. Twins to the right, 1 setback. Botter in the pistol. And he'll hand it off, coming to the left side, and not much that time for Thompson, who is actually the 3rd string tailback in there right now, getting some reps here for Jefferson, as he will go for about 3.
Well, Jefferson's numbers are so thin right now that they've got to use every able-bodied man that they can, and everybody's got to be ready to go.
We heard from Brian Webb. He said he's going to get some guys some more blows here as we get into the season. Second down, 7. Under 10 to play. Blitz coming off the fake. Vodder throws the middle and too high for Kennan. Incomplete.
We've seen that play before?
That was a touchdown play right there.
Yes, it is. A much better job of covering there by the free safety as well as the linebacking crew for Linmar's defense. They're seeing that play right now a lot better than they did the first time.
A little skinny slant there to the tight end. Matt Moore comes in. And it's 3rd down. Called a little more than 7. Play clock down to 14 right now for Jeff. Vodder looks at the wristband with the plays on it. Down to 7 on the play clock. In the pistol. Garmin coming on the blitz. Picked up. Vodder throws the middle. Caught. Crossing pattern 30, 35. Matt Moore He's got a first down up to the 36-yard line.
Ryan Webb in that play, he's just going to the well and coming up pretty good with it so far here. But I guess you just we're back to scratch where doing it. Trip sweep backfield and his ISO play. Ryan Webb with that little seam route to the tight ends.
Gain of 15 on third down. Third down has been awful kind to Jefferson tonight. Out of the pistol. Vaughn on the inside. Handoff, nothing doing. I think Baugh in there that time. Nope, another running back in there for the Jayhawks. And that time, Henry Garsane got it. And it's going to lose about a yard. First carry for Henry tonight.
Garsane listed at a buck 50, and I think that might be a little generous.
Thompson back into the lineup now for Jeff. Second down, a little more than 10. 14-0 Jefferson. 91-yard pass, Vaughter to Bell, and an 18-yard pass to T.J. Kennan. Out of the pistol, Vaughter to throw. Being pressured, throws in middle, comeback screen, and Bell goes complete. That thing was formed very nicely.
Man, there were about five black jerseys breathing down Vaughter's neck on that one. He had just enough time to get rid of it. Very surprised somebody didn't get an arm up and bat that down.
Third and almost 11. Three out of four for Jefferson on third downs, including a couple touchdowns. They need to get it to the Jayhawk 47-yard line. Blitz coming. Vaughter throws the middle, incomplete. Cannon looking for a flag, didn't get it. Chase Schultz there on defense for the Lions.
And Lindmar is sending Isaiah Garman in different gaps on anticipated blitz almost every play right now.
Almost looking like a little Orion Vance-ish type thing right
you know,
there.
And Paul James did a wonderful job of that with Orion Vance. In fact, he just came out, and he and Mo Blue came out and told us they just let him pick his gap. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're letting Garman do the same thing.
Kyler Bell to punt for the Jayhawks. On the year, averaging about 34 yards a boot. Alex Hess will drop back at about the 30-yard line. No wind here tonight. Good snap. Drop, though. Bell has to pick it up, and now he's going to run with it, and he's in all sorts of trouble. And then he fumbles the ball. It's going to be Lindmar ball either way. And it's going to be Lion ball at the 34-yard line.
Does that go down as a fumble?
That I don't know. Well, if Lindmar fell on it, yes.
I think that will go down technically as a fumble for Jefferson.
So
their second fumble of turnover of the night.
Mistake there by the Jayhawks special teams. That almost looked Iowa-Wyoming-esque right
yes,
there.
It did.
It'll go down as officially giving up on downs, and another terrific field position start for the Lions. Della Gardell in the right hip of Carey. He'll start in the shotgun. Trips to the left side, one receiver to the right. On first down, inside handoff, Della Gardell twisted down. Keenan Stewart from behind at about the 31-yard line.
That will go on a highlight reel that a lot of coaches at the collegiate level are going to salivate over.
You think?
I think.
That was a textbook. Gain of three. And second down at seven. This time Della Gardell will flip-flop go left hip. Under eight to play here in the first half, 14-0 Jefferson. Carey in the gun. And again, the read option. Della Gardell breaks a tackle inside the 25. He's got a first down. Down to about the Jeff 22-yard line on a pickup of nine. Baugh there, Kennan there as well. A little different read option look that time.
Yes.
Lindmar. Bring Drew Strotman in. He'll go in the slot receiver. Also, A.J. Bush in there. On first down, Carey throws the quick out, and it's incomplete. Would not have gone for much anyway. Rolling was hit almost immediately there by Kyler Bell. And Carey tonight so far, one out of four, 10 yards and one interception. Talk to both coaches coming up at the halftime break here from Lindmar Stadium. In an unusual game, we've had five turnovers and one big play. A lot of action in a 14-0 lead. Rolling to the left side, slot man to the right, no running out of the eye. Here is toss sweep. Della Gardell, good hole, 20, 15, and tripped up close to the first down marker. Tripped up by Matt Moore, who might have saved a touchdown.
You know, Jefferson has seen that toss sweep in many different varieties in this first half, and they have not had an answer for it. Chris Buesing and Scott Andrews, the defensive coordinators for the Jayhawks, are going to have to draw something up at halftime to get that figured out, or they're going to see it the rest of this night.
Third and one. 6:52 remaining first half, and we're going to get a Lion timeout. Timeout going to be taken here by Linmar. We will take one as well with 6:51 to play here in the half. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson 14, Linmar nothing. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you at Linmar Stadium as Linmar with a third and one. You said it's a good timeout by the Lions.
I really think this was a good timeout by Paul James and his staff. They get this first down, and they are cooking inside the 10-yard, or at the 10-yard line, or inside of it, one of the two. And you just want to stop and let your guys take a breath, because the action's been fast and furious here, and there's a tendency to kind of lose your focus a little bit. And they don't want to have that happen down here. When they're knocking on the door, they can get back in this game if they stick seven on the board. Down 14-0 right now. This is a crucial point in this game for Linmar.
Third time they've been in the red zone and have come up without points so far here in the ball game. Third and one from the near side hash mark. Going to go at the full house backfield in there. Extra fullback behind Della Gardell. Carey under center, turns, hands it right side. Della Gardell lowers the shoulder, first down to the 10, maybe the 9-yard line. Kennan on the stop. And also Garnett tripped him up. And Keenan Stewart getting up a little slow.
Yeah, and both Stewart and Garnett had to come from the opposite side of the play there to make that. They're lining both Stewart and Garnett up over on the right side of the Jefferson defense, and they're just leaving them there. Paul James has seen that a long time ago, and he's just going to run right away from those two.
First and goal at the Jeff 9-yard line. Full house look. And on first down, they'll hand it to Della Gardell, sweeping the left side, trying to twist his way out of a tackle. Couldn't do it. And Josh Furrow brought him down after a gain of about a yard. Been a busy night for Ben Della Gardell.
Yes, he has been busy.
13 carries so far for 49 yards.
And he doesn't have blinding speed either, but he's just a tough, savvy runner. He doesn't come down the first time somebody lays a mitt on him.
Second down and goal outside the 8. Again, the 3-back look. Carey, toss sweep, right side. Della Gardell and a couple more down to the 6-yard line.
Ben Della Gardell.
Coming up to make the stop was Patey, or Logan Klein, I beg your pardon, that time. The other Logan. Third down, and dare I say, tight end cross?
Could happen. Absolutely could happen, except the formation now, they're going trips to the wide side.
Wrong formation for it. Three receivers left, one to the right, one setback. Down to 9 on the play clock, carrying the shotgun. Third and goal, Jeff bringing the blitz. Read option. Carey keeps it and hit in the backfield. Twisted down and going to be a loss back to about the 7-yard line.
Well, just a little too slow developing. I like the way that they're going. That's breaking a tendency that they've had so far. I like that play call, but it just was too slow to develop.
Aaron Neibauer's on the sideline. He's got a bad left leg, trying to walk it off.
Yeah, he's trying hard to walk that off.
Leading receiver. All right, Linmar going to go for it. Fourth down and goal from just outside the 6. Ball right hash mark. Carry empty backfield. Rolls to the left side. Stops. Looking. Now continues to roll. Stops. In trouble. Now is down at the 5-yard line. Great job by the Jefferson defensive backfield. They come up with another stop in the red zone.
Yeah, that's a goal line stand again for Jefferson down inside the 10. And Trot Carey just tried everything he could possibly do to get out there, buy some time with his feet, shake loose one of his receivers, but good downfield coverage by the Jefferson secondary didn't allow him to look off to anybody.
And Jefferson takes over once again. It'll be first down. They're deep in their own kitchen back at the 6-yard line. And Vonner comes out to the quarterback spot. Mitch Hall to the left side for the Jayhawks. And now we're going to get a Jefferson timeout here.
I think Brian Webb just wants to let his guys breathe.
Timeout Jefferson. We'll take a 30-second break. Jayhawks 14, Linmar nothing. Back after this 30-second break on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Jefferson off the timeout. We'll have it first and 10 after the goal line stand. As the Jayhawks with a 14-0 lead.
One of the things Brian Webb surely said to his team is, we cannot turn the ball over down here deep in our own kitchen.
Well, the offset eye to the right side this time. And Vonner will hand it off. Slanting left is Thompson. Or is that Storm? Yep, Matt Storm got it that time and got a little breathing room out to about the 12-yard line. His second carry of the night. Just a quick hitter right there to try to get some breathing room. Second down, call it 4. Coming up on 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. And a 14-0 Jefferson lead. Linmar going with 6 and make it 8 in a box right now. Moore starts in motion. He gets another jet sweep. Turns it up to numbers 15, and he's got a first down. Out to the 17-yard line. And coming up to make the tackle for Linmar was Dan Coughlin. But a gain of 8, the Jayhawk first down.
Very serviceable.
Almost got to that mesh point a little early.
This is what happens, though, when you have those wide line splits between your center guard and tackles. You've got lots of room for guys to operate. And if your linemen just keep their feet moving throughout the play, good things will happen.
From the 18, first down, Jefferson. Blitz being shown on the jet sweep. Mitch Hall is brought down. Nice job by the Linmar defense. Chase Schultz coming in there. And bringing Hall down for a loss of about a yard.
Mitch Hall.
Just kind of stayed home that time and did a good job.
Isaiah Garman, once again, good penetration to make that jet sweep kind of get bubbled backwards a little bit. And whenever you can get them to run backwards, even the slightest little bit, that jet sweep is ineffective.
Each team with 2 timeouts left. We'll talk to Brian Webb, it looks like, going into the halftime break. Down to 9 in the play clock, and Vonner out there looking at the play wrist. He'll send Moore in motion. Off the fake, Vonner to throw. Loops the middle of the field and intercepted. At the 30-yard line, back to the 25, to the 20, and that's Coughlin. And he'll bring it back to the 19-yard line.
Ball thrown into double coverage. And what was that timeout we said they probably talked about? Can't turn the ball over deep in your own kitchen. So now all of a sudden, maybe we're not necessarily going to be talking to Brian Webb at halftime
first. First down and again, great field position. Third time tonight, Linmar has started in Jefferson territory and still with a goose egg on the board.
And yet another turnover, 2 fumbles and an interception by Jefferson, 2 fumbles and an interception by Linmar.
Crazy first half, Jefferson on top, 14-0. First and 10 for the 19, ball left hash mark for Linmar. Again, that trip look to the left side, off the fake. Carey rolls right, throws, and it's incomplete. As Garman there, and they're going to have some extracurricular activities and a late flag, and I think Jefferson's going to give some free yardage here to Lindmar.
Well, after the play was over, one of the Jefferson defenders got up and shoved Isaiah Garman, which down this deep in your own kitchen, you absolutely cannot get an unsportsmanlike penalty. Your back's already to the wall. Everybody on the Lindmar sidelines applauding that.
Tried a dump pass there to Garman. And Storm was right there. And they got kind of tangled up.
So instead of having the ball on the 20, Lindmar marches all the way down and has a first down inside the 10-yard line at the 9.
Going to be first and goal.
What a gift by Jefferson there.
Rolling to the left side. A.J. Bush, junior, 150-pounder to the right side. I formation, turn, handoff, second back through, right up the middle. Delagardell running hard and pushed back as he got down to the 5 for a gain of 4.
Right back to ISO, which has been very, very good to Paul James here in this first half.
Lindmar putting up some yards, but still shut out on the scoreboard. And if this was a grass field, we'd have the grass a little trampled on this end, on the south end of Lindmar Stadium. 2 minutes to play first half. Second and goal from the 5. 14-0 Jefferson, but Lindmar threatening again. Chase Schultz slot left side, twins to the right. One setback. Carey under center. He'll turn, hands it off. Delagardell left side, spinning his way inside the 2, pushing the pile, and did he get in? Yes! Touchdown, Lindmar!
Just a tough run with the left side of the offensive line doing their job, keeping their feet moving, getting under the pads of the Jayhawks, pushing them back as a unit.
It wasn't the Bush push, but it was the Lion push. They got him into the end zone. And a Paul James staple, the swinging gate. Extra point try by Austin Cochran coming up. Try to pull Lindmar within 7. Good snap placement made. The kick on its way, and it is good. So we'll keep it here. 1:42 to play in the first half, and it's 14-7. And just like that, momentum goes back to the near sideline in the Lindmar Lions.
Well, that's right, and you want to have some momentum going into halftime here. Even though they're down 14-7 to this Jefferson team with 1:42 left, all of a sudden there's life again over here on the Lindmar sideline. There's a spring in everybody's step down on side the track. And, you know, you just look at the missed opportunities that Lindmar's had in the first half, and yet they persevered here and they were patient there, got the pick on the short field and took it in from the Jefferson 19. So now all of a sudden we got a brand new game here, and Uncle Momentum is squarely in Lindmar's favor, even though they're down 14-7.
It'll be the Lions to kick it off. We'll have some scores coming up at halftime. We'll take a look at the stats in the first half for you. And more. That's all coming up on the halftime report here tonight. As the Lions will get ready to kick it away. And the other left-footed kicker, Austin Brenning, will kick it. You got two kickers and they're both left-footed. How about that? The approach and the boot, a high kick, returnable at the 3. It's Muff picked up on a hop. Now, wait a minute. And now I think we're going to have, we had a whistle.
Are they saying he went down to a knee?
And now we've got, might have been an inadvertent whistle here.
Officials bringing the ball all the way back, tossing it to another official.
And
he gave a quick signal, but I didn't catch it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what went on that one.
The only thing I can come up with is Lindmar must have kicked it before the whistle blew.
That could be. Jeff, I know you're on the far side, and I don't know, did you find out what was said down there?
Yeah, guys, if you can hear me over here, I'm pretty sure the official thought that he was in the end zone, and he was about 5 yards out, because as soon as the ball hit the ground, he blew the whistle, and even touching the ground, so I think it was an inadvertent whistle. He thought it was in the end zone, guys.
Yep, just a mistake right there. And they're going to put some time back on the clock here. They're going to go back to Well, should have been a minute 42, but... Well, they're going to try to get it taken care of here.
Now, in that referee's defense, I will tell you that when you look down at the field here, Lindmar, there are all kinds of soccer markings for the goal box, etc., right around that end zone. So he got a lot of lines he's trying to keep track of, some of which you have to pretend aren't there.
Brenner to try it again. Twin safeties back at about the one. This first half has had everything. Here we go. And this one, a sidewinding kick, and it's going to go into the end zone. And this one does go into the end zone. And Jefferson will have it at the 20. Two timeouts remaining for both teams here with a minute 42 to play first half. And you know Jefferson darn well wants to be very careful on this possession.
Yes, unlike the last possession where they backed up and threw the pick there. They absolutely do not want to do that and allow Lindmar another short portion, a chance to tie this up going into half.
Storm in there on the right hip of Noah Vauder. Here comes Garmin on the blitz. Vauder, the throw on the side, incomplete to Kennan on the quick out. Tell you what, Jefferson in the first half, in a triple option team here, 14 passes. Coming into the game tonight, Noah Vauder had thrown 57. So he's on a record-breaking pace right now. Second down at 10 from the 20-yard line. Blitz coming from the outside. Vauder throwing that way to the out, and it's incomplete. Della Gardell on defense. Dove for it and came up empty on the INT try. Now it's third and 10. And only 6 seconds have gone on the off the scoreboard on this particular drive for Jefferson. Kennan flip-flops, goes left side. Into the ball game. Dylan Connor out to the left. And on third down, they're going to run the jet sweep, and nothing doing. Big hit put down there for Lindmar by Alex Lehman.
And Lehman met that handoff right at the mesh point between the jet sweep man and the quarterback, Vauder.
Yeah, it's going to be a loss of about three. And I was going to say, I would not be surprised if Lindmar took a timeout, and they did. Timeout Lions. And it'll be fourth and 12.
I will also not be surprised if we don't see the punt block called here. They may sell out and let 10 guys go. Try and get that kick. Remember that Jefferson on a previous punt tonight had the ball mishandled by Bell on the snap and never even got a kick into it. In fact, Jefferson has yet to punt the ball, actually punt it tonight.
Yeah, they had the fumbled snapback, bobbled snapback, and Kyler Bell had to run it. 14-7 Jefferson lead, minute 32 to play. Hess will drop back. That's Alex Hess for the Lindmar Lions.
He's lining up right on the 50. Now he's coming up to the Jeff 45 to attempt this return.
Line of scrimmage, the 18. Bell gets it away. Left-footed kick and a good one. End over end. Going to go over the head of Hess and take a big Jayhawk roll. Inside the 30, inside the 25, and down to the 23-yard line. 59-yard punt by Kyler Bell.
Now, at the last second in Hess's defense, he was moved up 5 yards by the coaching staff in anticipation that that kick would not go that far.
And it did.
But it did go over his head. So Jefferson does successfully punt the ball for the first time tonight.
Two timeout, make it a one timeout half remaining for Lindmar. They'll have it on their own 23. Believe it or not, this is the worst starting position of the night for the Lions. Wide side of the field to the left, they'll put Trips over there. One receiver to the right side. Carrying that inside handoff in the read option, nothing doing. Garnett, Jacquez threw down Hess. You know when it's Jacquez Garnett. 6'5", 315, a senior.
Hey, you can't miss him.
And it's going to be a loss of about a yard. 1 minute to play here in the first half. Carey looking right, now looking left, now being pressured, grabbed, and he's going to go down. Back at about the 16-yard line, Garnett was there again.
Stewart was there. And Taylor Victoria coming up big as well.
I mean, a loss of six and the first sack of the night for the Jayhawk defense. Down to 34 seconds to play in the half. Third down and long. Carey looking to throw. Throws it out and a leaping attempt made. Did he come down with it? Yes, he did. Catch made by Zach Gerlach along the sideline. Only going to be a pickup of about four, and it's going to be fourth down and long. And the Lions are going to have to punt. And now Jefferson will probably put the punt block on.
As they should. Yeah. I think you have to send 11 here. Don't even worry about getting this. Just sell out and go for the punt block.
Brian Webb wants a timeout. And he will get the timeout called. 14-7 Jayhawks, 26.9 to play first half.
I think it's fair to say this has been the ugliest game we've called so far in this young season, isn't it?
Oh, we've had a lot. We've had six turnovers, couple of sacks.
Well, both teams have been their worst enemy.
Yeah, you're right. And could have a score in the high 20s right now for both. But it is 14-7 in favor of Jefferson.
Well, both these coaches are going to go in at halftime just shaking their head. Did we even practice last week?
Non-district game, and when you get city rivals going at it, sometimes that happens. See if Jeff goes for the punt block. Right now, they've got seven up on the line and three linebackers. Here's the punt. Carey gets it away. A high but short kick. And the Jayhawks will let it go, and Gerlach will field it at about the 48 with 18 seconds to play in the half.
That was the first official punt of the night for Lenmar.
Like we said, it's been a strange one. Of all the stats of this strange first half coming up at halftime, that was a 31-yard punt. Well, a timeout left for the Jayhawks. They've hit a big play, a 91-yarder already. Do you try it again? Or do you just take the lead in the locker room? Trip receivers to the right side. One to the short side, to the left. Great Kearns. One setback. Vauder's going to throw. He's going to throw deep. Right sideline and coming back and making the catch, but out of bounds that time. Over there for Jefferson was Kyler Bell.
Two receivers within a yard of each other. Somebody wasn't running a correct route there for Jeff.
So it's incomplete with 12.7 to go.
And again, another big lollipop thrown up there, which could have been picked by the cornerback on the far side for Lindmark. Jefferson taking a lot of chances with these deep sideline patterns.
Worked once.
Work once, and I know Brian Webb's thinking, oh, if we can just get one more up there before we go into half, but.
Lindmar right now with that deep cover, too. The two safeties are back 30 yards. Vauder in second down and 10. He's going to throw. Rolls to the right side, throwing the middle screen, leaping catch. Bell, 50. He's got blockers. 45 to the 40-yard line. Leaps a man at the 35 to the 30. Sidesteps one, and he's going to go down the sideline. No flags. Touchdown, Jefferson, and that's why you go for it.
Well, that was just a little jailbreak screen back to the middle, almost like a center screen, but on a diagonal there. And Bell got two missed tackles, which should have taken him down, and then he just went down the Lindmar sideline.
What a first half for Kyler Bell.
My goodness.
And Jefferson puts one up on the final play of the first half. Wow, 53 yards from Noah Vauder to Kyler Bell. A extra point try on the way, and that one I think is no good.
No, off to the left.
So we are at halftime, a 20-7 lead, and it's going to be Jefferson out front. We've got Brian Webb there with Jeff Moss.
All right, guys, here with Brian Webb, head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks. Coach, a crazy first half and a huge play to end the first half for your guys.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get Kyler Bell the ball. That's what I told Jermell. Just get him on the screen. We got one timeout. There's 12 seconds left. He just makes things happen. If he gets down there and right by the official call timeout, we're in field goal position. You listen to him on the screen, score a touchdown.
Talk about your defense, Coach. Gave up that touchdown, Linmar. They're all over the place right now. They forced a ton of turnovers. They're playing their tails off right now.
Yeah, I mean, the score's not indicative. I mean, we should be up by about three more touchdowns. We just have to execute. We have passes there. Everything's there. Our defense is playing great. We had a mistimely a punt that was blocked, but our kids are playing great. Just got to keep believing. Linmar's going to get the ball. We got to play tough defense and come back in the second half.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, guys, you were right. Coach Webb, feeling just like you were saying, John, should be up by a couple more touchdowns here.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Halftime score, 20-7 in favor of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. We'll hear from Paul James coming up as we get into the halftime here. 20-7 Jefferson. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back to talk halftime from Linmar Stadium right after this here on KGYM.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Dad, we talk a lot about sports.
Yes, we do.
And food.
Yep.
And sometimes even health.
That is true.
In a recent survey, the Cleveland Clinic found that today's fathers and sons are talking more about their health than previous generations, but there's still a conversation gap around below-the-belt issues.
Cleveland Clinic wants to remind all men to mention it to their doctor.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation.
And they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it. It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Now, tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back with you here at halftime from Linmar Stadium. And our score at the break, the Jefferson Jayhawks 20 and the Linmar Lions 7. Linmar scoring on the final play of the first half. What a first half for Kyler Bell. Two receptions, 144 yards, two touchdowns, one interception, about five kicks. The only thing that went wrong was that muff punt that he had in the first half. Other than that, he's been special.
I don't care which side of the field you're on tonight. Your head is spinning right now, Scott. Both these teams are going into the locker room, and they're really searching for answers. Even though Jefferson's up 20-7, I promise you they don't feel comfortable about this lead. And there's a half a game to go, and I got to think Paul James is looking at his guys right now in that Linmar locker room and saying, you know what, if we just stop shooting toes off our feet, we're going to come back and we're going to win this ball game.
Yeah, and each team has made a lot of mistakes in this first half. And talked to Brian Webb. He said they could have two or three more touchdowns. I'm sure Paul James is going to say the same thing. They could have two or three more touchdowns.
Oh, absolutely. Just look back at the possessions that Linmar has had. Now, they've turned the ball over on their first three possessions, but they've been inside the 15-yard line on three different occasions and came up empty-handed. Finally got in there with the De La Garde five-yard touchdown run at the end of the second quarter, but still missed opportunities. I think you just got to say flush what happened in that first half, and let's come out and execute. Got to clean some things up on both sides of the ball in terms of recognition of formations. Let's just say that you're the defensive coordinators for Jefferson right now. There's a couple of plays that are hurting you pretty bad. ISO, you cannot stop Paul James's ISO right now. They haven't stopped it for less than 5 yards anytime Paul James's offense is running. Then they've come out in that tight trips formation with the fullback over there on the wide side of the field, and they've simply been outnumbered every time they've run toss sweep to that side. Jefferson's got to find a way to recognize that formation and come up and set the edge on that, Scott, because they're not playing the sweep well there at all, and that's got to change. You're going to see Paul James come back out, and he's going to run toss sweep, and he's going to run ISO until Jefferson finds a way to stop him.
And Linmar is going to get the ball first to start half number two. Let's take a look as the Linmar marching band performs here at the halftime break at our first half numbers. Total yardage, 246 yards for Jefferson. They came in averaging 251.5, so they've got that and a half. And 106 for Linmar, so a big advantage for the Jayhawks as far as the total yardage is concerned. For Jefferson, 208 yards through the air. Noah Vauder, he's only 6 of 17, but for 208 yards and 3 touchdowns to go along with 1 interception. Kyler Bell, 2 catches, 144 yards and 2 touchdowns. TJ Kennan has caught 1 for 18 yards and 1 touchdown. Catch a piece for Furrow, Hall, and Matt Moore as well. On the ground for the Jayhawks, they're being led by Matt Moore, 3 carries, 20 yards at halftime. Matt Storm, 2 carries and 10 yards. Thompson has carried it twice for a total of 6 yards here at halftime. 8 first downs for Jefferson. They've been penalized 6 times for 35 yards, 1 sack and 3 turnovers, 2 fumbles and 1 interception. For Linmar, 106 total yards, 92 on the ground, 14 through the air. Trot Carey, 2 of 5, 14 yards in the first half with 1 interception. Rowling has caught 1 for 10. Gerlach has caught 1 for 4. On the ground, the workhorse has been Ben Delagardell, who has carried it 16 times for 60 yards and the lone touchdown. Alex Hess has carried it 7 times for 44 yards in the first half. Linmar, 5 first downs, 1 penalty for 5 yards, 1 sack, and they've turned it over 3 times, 2 fumbles and 1 interception. Third down conversions, Jefferson 3 of 6, 0 for 1 on fourth down. Linmar, 3 of 5 on third down conversions. Time of possession at halftime, Linmar 14 minutes 21 seconds to 9:39 for the Jayhawks. Jefferson leads 20-7. They scored on a Vauder to Kyler Bell 91-yard big play on a third down and long. That made it 7-0. After a Linmar fumble, Jefferson got on the board again. Noah Vauder to TJ Kennan from 18 yards out. That made it 14-0. Linmar then scored on a Ben Delagardell 5-yard run. Made it 14-7. And then on the final play of the first half, Vauder to Bell on a jailbreak screen from 53 yards out. But the PAT was no good. And that's where we are at, 20-7 here at halftime. A lot of crazy things here at halftime.
I just talked about what the defensive coordinators for Jefferson are going to be discussing at halftime. Let's talk about Linmar right now. They're really playing some soft coverage right now in terms of their secondary. And the other thing that they've got to talk about long and hard in that Linmar locker room right now is identifying where Kyler Bell is lined up. Because you just heard head coach Brian Webb say that he's telling his offensive coordinator, Jermell Lewis, just find the way to get the ball to Kyler Bell. I don't care how you do it. Call whatever play you can get it to Kyler Bell because there's a matchup problem there. So somehow they've got to do a better job on Linmar's defensive secondary of identifying where Kyler Bell is and then getting maybe some double coverage on him because he's the one that's really been hurting them.
So we are at halftime, 20-7 in favor of the Jefferson Jayhawks. We're going to take 1 minute.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice.
At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Back with you here at Lindmar Stadium. Some scores here at halftime. First of all, at the Unidome. Third quarter, Cedar Falls leading Iowa City West 17-14. Get this one. We're shaking our heads. And it's going to go quickly in the second half. Carter Bell has 5 touchdowns, 3 running, 2 throwing. Bettendorf is beating Washington 49-0 at Kingston tonight.
I have no explanation for that whatsoever, other than maybe there's some players that were not able to dress tonight for Wash for whatever reason.
By the way, Iowa City West was down 17-0 at halftime to Cedar Falls, and they've scored twice to get it to 17-14. We're going to hear from Paul James coming up here in a moment. Into the third, Dowling. You want another head scratcher?
Dowling Valley?
42-6, Dowling. It's a continuous clock.
Oh, my goodness.
Going on at Valley Stadium. I think Dowling is making a little statement tonight.
Gary Swenson can't be happy about that, the Dowling head coach, or excuse me, the Valley head coach.
No, he cannot. See if we can find some other scores here before Paul James makes his way back out of
How's
the
How's that Xavier Benton community one shaping up?
24-0 in favor of Xavier right now. Let's see. Trying to find some here. And see if we can find one on City High and Ames here. And that one right now is 28-25 Ames at halftime for the little Cy-Hawk trophy, which I think is a pretty cool thing.
Well, yeah, and if they can keep having that matchup the night before the big brothers take care of it, that's just a cool tradition I hope does not stop.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
And that score, by the way, might be indicative of the kind of game that this played at Jack Trice tomorrow, too.
Yeah, it could be. Well, I don't. You think Iowa's defense going to give up that many?
I don't think so, but I think it could be very close.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. It's going to be very, very close. 20-7, Jefferson on top here at halftime. Two more games coming your way next week. We're back at Kingston for both. We've been waiting for this one for a while. And we will get it next Thursday night. It'll be the reunion tour.
Yes.
The Lindmar Lions travel to Kingston to take on the Washington Warriors, who are going to be an angry bunch of Warriors next week. And that will be on Thursday night as Paul James goes back to take on his former team that he was a coach at for these many decades.
Well, it's going to be difficult, and the good news for Paul James is that he'll only have to do it one time, and then that will be that.
Yeah, and then on Friday night of next week, another intercity battle. Jeff Kennedy coming your way next Friday night for you here on KGYM. And oh, by the way, down on the South Gym, this little thing called the booth
battle
next Friday night. It'll be Iowa City West and Iowa City High next Friday night. They'll battle it out for the boot.
Yeah, just keep in mind that Iowa City West last year went to the state finals, but during the season did not take home the boot.
Did not take home the boot.
So they're going to be anxious to get the boot back on the west side. You better believe it.
Lions making their way out. Paul James, hopefully we'll get an interception here with Jeff Moss. As P.J. probably going to make his way back up to the press box. I'm not sure what way he takes.
He's got to get to the elevator.
Yeah, he's not taking the stairs. And we'll see if Jeff can find the coach for the Lions.
You try taking the stairs from down there, you're going to need a Sherpa guide.
I tried. I did earlier, and it's a long trek. It's a long trek right there. 20-7, Jefferson leading. As the Lions and the Jayhawks both back out onto the turf here at Linmar Stadium. And Paul may have taken the circuitous route all around the end. I don't see him coming out there. And that might be the case. Like I said, we're learning this here. Paul's got to get to the press box, so he might not even have come down the middle.
may be a tunnel of access that we don't know about.
There could be. Sophomore game was a good one tonight, by the way. Won by Linmar. They got a touchdown late to win it 24-20. As good, hard-fought sophomore battle in this one here tonight. And Jeff, I'm looking as well, and I think that we might be out of luck. He might have gone all the way around. There might be nooks and crannies here we don't know about at Linmar Stadium. But I can tell you what Paul would have said, and he would not have been happy with the fact they let about three or four touchdowns in his mind go.
Boy, he would talk about the three possessions that started off the game being three turnovers. He'd talk about the missed opportunities inside the 15-yard line that came away with no points on three different occasions. And then, of course, the very last play of the first half, the 53-yard pass they gave up to Kyler Bell for the touchdown. So, they can't play really a much worse second half than they had the first. That's the good news. So just go out and play, execute. Forget about what happened in the first half. They're still within distance of taking care of the Jayhawks here if they just play a solid second half.
20-7 here at halftime. And we've got the ID on the kicker. Brandon Perez is kicking now for the Jayhawks wearing number 7.
Had to go deep into my contact list to find somebody that could get that for us. Shout out to Cody Northern for coming through.
Very nice. Very nice. Former Jayhawk. And Linmar is going to get the ball to start this second half of play. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM Cedar Rapids. Also on the KGYM radio app. Welcome in everybody around the country and around the world listening. Also, KGYMradio.com. And our high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union here again tonight. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And Prairie on top at halftime, 21-6 over Clinton. The big story there, Levi Usher leaving on a stretcher and in an ambulance in the first half, early in the first half, with an apparent leg injury in that one. And that's all the report that we've gotten.
Well, and we send out our best wishes for a speedy recovery and hope that...
hopefully it was just precautionary.
Yes, hopefully that can be something that can be dealt with and gets back on the field very soon.
Yeah, because Prairie needs him. And also, I mean, he's a three-sport athlete, too. And All-American baseball player, terrific basketballer as well for Kenyon Murray. And that group over at Prairie. Of course, Kenyon, the assistant coach over there for Jeremy Rickardson. He's done a great job. Prairie's going to have a good basketball team this year.
Jeremy Rickardson has slowly gone about the business of building a pretty nice program, hasn't he?
You bet. There are going to be some good teams in the NBC this winter. All right, Jefferson Perez will kick. And dropping back will be Alex Hess on the far side. And on the near side for the Lions. Now remember, Neibauer went out with an injury early. So dropping back is going to be A.J. Bush. Here's Perez's kick, end over end, returnable though. This will come down to the 3-yard line. Hess angling to the left of the 10, cuts it back at the 15, and knife down. Good special teams right there by Jefferson.
Oh, and again, just seemingly no blocking whatsoever from Linmar on that. When you've got six guys bearing down on you at the 15-yard line, something's just not right about the returns on those right now.
14 yards on that return, and Logan Patey on the stop. First and 10, Linmar at the 17. Trot carry the quarterback, the Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting lineup. Neibauer went out with an injury, so both starting receivers are out right now for Lindmar. Hilsenbeck is not playing tonight. He's in street clothes. Garmin, the fullback, Della Gardell, and Hess are the two running backs. First and 10, ball middle of the field at the 18-yard line. Carey turns and gives it on the counter. Huge hole, Della Gardell. Stiff arm at the 20 and wrapped up as he gets to the 24, maybe the 25. Kennan and Matt Moore coming up to make the stop.
Boy, that's just a great call, because what's Jefferson just get done talking about keying on in halftime? Go looking for where the fullback goes, because they're going to see ISO. So what happens? Garmin goes to the right. Della Gardell comes to the left. Jefferson's linebackers bit hard.
And Della Gardell is down. Still at the 24, make it the 25-yard line.
That was a real collision that those guys had. Della Gardell put the hurt on somebody for Jefferson. But at the same time, that was one of the toughest collisions I've seen this year in high school football.
Yeah, he got high load right there.
Yeah, they were both rocking each other's world on that.
And Della Gardell still down. Lions will come to the sideline here. And Jeff is right there, and they're going to help out Della Gardell, but he's not putting much pressure in that leg, Jeff. You're taking a look anyway, and what do you see down there?
Yeah, guys, it looks like they're just taking a look at his right leg, and it was a pretty hard collision. It looked like he just maybe got the wind knocked out of him. It looks like he's trying to loosen it out right now, and maybe he'll just be able to stretch it out. But it was, like you said, John, a heck of a collision right there by the sideline.
Yeah, he runs hard.
Yep. Second down and 3 after the gain of 7. They're going to work on that right leg, it looks like. Hess in there now. Tail the tandem in the eye. Twins to the right side. Carry on the trap to the fullback. Garmin across the 30 and upended as he gets to the 34-yard line by Josh Furrow. And that will be another 9-yard pickup.
Boy, good call there. Well executed, blocked by the interior center and guards. And Garmin showing a nice little burst of speed.
20-7 Jefferson just underway. Half number 2. From the 34-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. And they'll run it short side. Hess turns it up at the numbers at the 40 and dives ahead for about 9 more. To the 43, tripped up by Matt Moore.
Quick feet by Hess here. He's got a nice scamper to him, and he bounces to the outside well.
Into the third, it's 24-0 Xavier over Benton. I believe the Saints first team defense has not given up a touchdown this year.
That'd be the number 1 ranked Saints in the Gazette KGYM poll.
Second down and 1. Four-man front for the Jayhawks. Tight end to the left side. Here's the trap to Garmin. Ooh. Went left. Didn't go north-south. Went east and west and ran into Mitch Hall. And going to depend on the spot, but I think they're going to give him a left-footed spot, which would give him the first down. Officials will take a look. And they're going to bring in the chains from the far side.
Yeah, they're going to have to come all the way across the field.
And actually, this is the one place I think they picked him up before you got to see there, Jeff. You're perfect on the ear, I know. Do you want to venture a guess?
You know, I just barely saw the ball before the chains were coming over. I think he got it by about a nose.
They're going to pull them. Hey, you're still perfect. I like it. Very good. First down.
Not his first rodeo, folks.
No, not at all. I got Garmin turned it left there, trying to get to the outside.
I don't think Garmin wants to make a living running sideline to sideline, but he did get the first down, and that's all that matters.
First and 10, Lindmar. Down 20-7 at the 44-yard line. They start the clock. Garmin ahead of Hess in the eye. Tied into the right side. They'll run short side off tackle and tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Falling forward for a couple was Alex Hess. And tripping him up that time.
Alex Hess, the ball carrier.
Yes, Keenan Stewart was there. He's usually there. Taylor Victoria there as well.
Second down, 8.
And it'll be second down and about 8 for the 46. Still working on Della Gardell behind that Lindmar bench. Training staff over there. Second down from the near side hash mark. Counter give right side. Hess cuts it back to the middle. It gets close to the 50-yard line. And they'll give him the 50-yard line on a pickup of about four.
Good surge by the right side of the offensive line for Linmar. And leading the way on that particular one.
The Riley Higgins?
Yes.
He's a good one.
He is. Good pad level. Got his feet moving under the pads of his Jayhawk across from him. Took him 5 yards downfield.
Linmar already without Niebauer right now. Rolling to the right side. Bush to the left side. Third down and four from midfield. They'll give it on the counter and nothing doing. Hess brought down Josh Furrow after a gain of about a yard. To the Jeff 49, maybe setting up a fourth down opportunity to go for it.
Well, this is going to be an interesting call. Is Paul James going to roll the dice here? He's at midfield. He's got a makeable long two, short three here.
Under nine to play in the third quarter. Play clock down to 12, and Linmar just breaks the huddle now. Fourth down, little less than three. Twins to the right side. Play clock down to four. They're going to go for it. Toss to the short side to Hess. Turns it up. Going to be close. I don't think he got it.
Well, they're waving it off, though.
T.J. Kennan.
And the Jayhawk defenders are pointing that the ball was fumbled and it's theirs. But we're not getting that indication. And now the officials are indicating it was a fumble.
I don't think he got it. I just think it's on down.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yep, I just think it's on down.
I think they did just come up short.
And it's a two-yard gain, but it goes over on downs. God, and again, bend but don't break.
You know what, Scott? I love that call, though, by Paul James. He ran sweep, which has worked all night long into the boundary. That was a solid play call. Jayhawks just came up and for the first time tonight had somewhat of an answer for that sweep.
So on downs, Jefferson gets it. Good field position at the 46. Bent Community's gotten on the board. 24-8 now. So hanging in there with the number one and rated team in 3A.
Jim O'Connell won't be happy about that.
No, gave up a touchdown. First down, Vauder on the handoff and angling left, getting close to midfield that time with Storm. And takes it to about the 49. Or Jacob Thompson, I beg your pardon. And he'll take it for about three.
So many players for Jefferson whose numbers you see out there and never come off the field, aren't there, Scott?
Yep.
These guys have got to be iron men.
8 minutes to play, third quarter, 20-7 Jefferson. From the 49. Second down and a little less than eight. They'll send Furrow in motion. They'll run the option. Vauder on the keep. Late pitch to Furrow. Turns it up 50 to the 45-yard line. It has a first down. Brought down at the Lion 41-yard line, and coming up and making the stop was Connor McSparron.
Well, and that's a great call by Brian Webb for the Jayhawks there. They haven't run option pitch since early in the first quarter. And credit Noah Vauder, who held that ball as long as he possibly could before he pitched it, allowing the running back room to turn the corner.
Well, it is a full moon night, John, so maybe we're seeing a few things. From the 41 after the gain of 10, Linmar showing blitz on the outside, and they'll run it up the middle with Furrow and nothing. Or was that? Nope, it was Storm that time. Furrow was there as well, but Storm stacked up, no gain, 3 carries, 10 yards for him.
Boy, and just solid play there by Trey Baker once again. He has not been moved an inch all night from his defensive line's position.
A harvest moon tonight over there across the east stands here at Linmar Stadium. Second down and 10. Two receivers to the right side for the Jayhawks. Vauder in the pistol. Down to 6 in the play clock. Sends Thompson in motion to the left side. They'll run the option, and the handoff to Storm comes left. Chase Schultz brings him down at about the Linmar 37-yard line.
Got stood up after about 2 yards, but did a nice job of keeping his composure, and his legs churning picked up a couple more after that.
Della Gardell went in on defense. He's trying it. He comes out right there, still limping, though.
But, he's such a tough kid. That doesn't surprise me one bit.
Third down, long six, just outside the Linmar 37-yard line. From the left hash mark, long count, 5 in the play clock. Vauder to throw, throws the middle, caught Kennan 25-20. To the 15, to the 10, it's a foot race, and Kennan has his second touchdown of the night. Another third down big play conversion for the Jayhawks.
Yep, the 37-yard strike right behind the inside linebacker but in front of the free safety. And once he caught that ball, he just slanted to the Jefferson sideline, and there was nobody that could change direction and catch him.
Noah Vauder, four touchdown passes tonight. Two to Cannon, two to Kyler Bell, and it's 26-7 Jayhawks. And a stunned hush here in front of the big crowd at Lynn Mars Stadium. Perez extra point try up and good. And with 6:03 to play here in the third quarter, it's now the Jayhawks 27 and the Lions 7. Back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all four Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
We'll have the Rainer Door postgame show coming away at the conclusion of this one before we get you to the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard with Jeff Downing. Brandon Perez will kick it off for the Jayhawks. 27-7 lead here at Linmar. Bush and Hess will drop twin safeties at about the five. Big offensive possession coming up for Paul James's Lions. They want to get back into this ball game. Perez, new kicker for the Jayhawks this week. Low line drive and on a bounce. Fielded at the two. Hess coming to the left side to the 10-yard line. Turns it up at the 15, and again, gang tackling there.
I don't understand this at all, Scott. The kick return team for Linmar is setting up to block. It's almost as if on one side of the field, and then whoever it is that's returning, it runs to the opposite side of the field where he's all by himself, and there's four or five, sometimes six white jerseys ready to swallow him.
17-yard line is where Linmar will put it into play as it'll be first down and 10.
Linmar started their last drive on the 17 as well and gave it over on downs, got to midfield, so they need to get those chains moving in a serious way here.
Lions have only thrown five passes tonight, interestingly enough. From the 18, on first down, carry to throw. Rolls left, throws in a flat, caught. Chase Schultz out of the backfield, and gang tackled as he gets to the 21. Josh Furrow, first one to get there, along with Kyler Bell. And that's going to be a pickup of about four, just a little dump out of the backfield. An old Paul James staple there.
Nice play action, conceived play, though.
Second down coming up. Wide side of the field to the right from the near side hash. Quick out. Bush makes the catch. In the flat, turns it up. Going to be close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot before Mitchell Hall brought him down. And Bush will take it to about the 26, so he's going to be about a yard shy. His first catch of the night. He's in there for the injured Aaron Niebauer.
These out patterns and play action short passes are setting up a long pass here. At some point, Paul James is going to test the verticality of the deep route.
Third down and a yard. See if he goes with the trap. Nope. Handoff. Second back through. First down and more across the 30. And Hess takes it to about the 33-yard line. That'll be a 7-yard pickup for Linmar and a first down.
Hess runs the ball hard, and he's got good vision, makes nice lateral cuts.
First down, Lions. Della Gardell still trying to get that leg work down on the sideline. 4:37, clock rolling third quarter. Out of the eye, short drop, quick out, is tipped, and is the ball lateral or an incomplete pass? They're going to call it incomplete.
Yeah, that's a good call by the officials.
I would agree.
Ball was dangerously tipped up in the air, though, and several people had an opportunity to run underneath it there.
Very close, but I think the officials got it right. Especially that umpire out there. He's doing a good job.
You're going to see the ball go deep down the field at some point here. I'm just telling you, if you're the free safety for Jefferson, you better not take a nap.
Four-man front for the Jayhawks. Looks like they're going to come with the blitz. And here they come. Carey on the handoff to Hess. Breaks one tackle and then thrown down. Kind of bulldogged down there. Couple of Jayhawks bring him down. Logan Patey along with T.J. Cannon.
Well, he did a good job of breaking through the arm tackles by the first Jayhawks that hit him and getting a couple of extra yards.
Clock continues to run. Coming up on 4 minutes remaining third quarter. 27-7 Jefferson. And Carey facing a third down and a little more than six. Four out of eight so far, batting 50%, are the Lions on third down. Receivers left and right. And out of the eye.
Here
and
comes.
Carey, deep drop, going to set up the screen. Caught, Hess, 35, turns up near sideline 40 and out of bounds. Close to a first down, he's going to get it.
That's a Paul James staple, too, right there. And boy, it just suckers him in every time.
And where did it go?
To the left.
To the sideline.
That has been one of the things, you know, there's a handful of plays that are just so typically Paul James. And you can know they're coming. He could even call down from the press box and tell you, hey, you know what, the next play is going to be, and it would still work. That's how good he can get his guys to execute
kinda
those
like
plays.
Kind of like the Xavier punt return.
A little bit like, yeah, we're going to do a wall return. It's going to come down one sideline or the other, and you're not going to stop it.
10 on the play clock, first and 10. From the 46-yard line. Lions down 27-7 with the ball. I formation. Fake toss. Carey booting to the near side. Throws on the run to the sidelines. Juggled and incomplete. A.J. Bush trying for the juggling catch. And got hit right as the ball arrived. Good defense. Kennan was there. Mitch Hall also right there, Johnny, on the spot, double-teaming the receiver.
Nice play action faking there by Trot Carey. And when he bootlegged out to his left, if he had chosen to, he could have run that ball probably a good 10 yards.
Second down, 10. From the 46, Linmar in their own territory. Bush to the left side, rolling to the right. A counter give, left side, big hole, 50, 45. Hess into Jayhawk territory. And down to about the 41-yard line.
I'm glad to see Paul James call counter, Trey. He hasn't called that since the first quarter when it was a fumble.
Yep.
And he's been reluctant to come back to it, but boy, is that a pretty play.
13-yard pickup and a Lion first down.
Caught everybody on the inside of Jefferson's defense with side blocks that hit them from a lateral direction.
From the 41, wind picking up a little bit now. From the east, a little bit from the northeast as well. On first down, give to Hess, the second back, spins off the pile inside the 40. Got hit right at the point of attack and got down to the 37-yard line as he goes for about four. Keenan Stewart hit him right away.
Yes, but could not wrap him up, and a great spin move by Hess to bounce to the outside. One of the things that good runners always do, Scott, is when things in front of them aren't there, they bounce it to the outside and turn on the jets, and that's what Hess does, this natural instinct.
83 yards for Hess tonight. Second down and six from the Jayhawk 37-yard line. Carry to throw, off play action. Rolls right, throws on the run, a leaping catch made and caught at the 27-yard line.
What a catch.
That was Gerlach who came up with the reception.
My goodness, how did he get a foot down on that?
That's his second catch of the night. Goes for 10 and a Lion first down.
But it was right in front of all the Jefferson coaches, so I don't see anybody beefing either.
First down, clock stop, 2:36 to play third quarter. And now we're going to have a Jefferson timeout. And I think a pretty good timeout here for Brian Webb. Because he's got a lot of Jayhawks going both ways. And they're going to talk things over here with 2:36 to play. I think this is more of a breather timeout right now.
Let's go back to a couple of things that Paul James said were keys in your interview with him before the game started. He said, we've got to dominate line play, and we've got to wear them down. And right now on this drive, they are dominating the line play, and they are wearing Jefferson down. So with that being said, I agree that this is a good timeout by Jefferson coach Brian Webb to let his guys get a blow and a little bit of water in them. But Linmar getting some renewed execution here, starting to get their feet under them offensively now.
End of the third quarter, 49-0, Bettendorf. Randy Scott's going to have a nice bus ride back to the Quad Cities. And, well, put Bettendorf into the discussion, top teams in the East. Thought that one would be a very close game. From the 27-yard line. On first down, carry to throw. Rolls the pocket left, under pressure, got away from one, won't get away from the second. Garnett swallowed him up at about the 35-yard line.
Well, that timeout also gave defensive coordinator Chris Buesing a chance to kind of maybe reassess a play tendency here, send a blitzing backer from the outside on the weak side there, which is who ultimately ran down carry on that bootleg.
And then he wasn't going to get away from Jacquez Garnett.
Good coverage downfield, too, by the secondary of Jefferson.
12 in the play clock. 2 minutes remaining third quarter, 27-7 Jefferson. Second down and 17 now for Linmar. Carey, deep drop, trying to set up the screen and drops it off past the 40. Coming near side to the 30-yard line and pushed out of bounds. Got back that loss of yards on the sack and a little bit more. Takes it down to about the 24-yard line for a pickup of 10.
Boy, why not go back to that screen to the left side? It worked so well last time. So many plays tonight that Paul James has had work that he's come back to and just said, you know what, Jefferson, stop this if you can, because I'm going to keep calling it until you do.
Third and 7, big play. Gerlach to the right side for the Lions, rolling to the left. High formation, Schultz in there as the fullback. Long count, carry on the counter give. Left side, Hess trying to get to the corner. Got a block, 20, 15, and out of bounds. And a penalty flag is down at the 25, and so is TJ Cannon. It might have got a little grab there. Boy, TJ Cannon is in pain.
He's on his side. Not his back or his front. He is on his side.
Maybe it's just a cramp.
Susie Guider made the sprint all the way across, the Jefferson trainer, from the opposite side. And now Brian Webb, as he always does, is coming out to assess the situation and talk to his young man.
Penalty is going to be assessed against Linmar, I believe. It's going to be a hold on the Lions. Jeff, you're down there. And hopefully it's just a cramp, but you're right down there. We're kind of shielded a little bit. What do you see? We'll try it again here.
A few technical difficulties there, but now Cannon on his back, and they're working on that leg, but helping him up to his feet, that does have some of the earmarks of cramping. Yeah, and the way he's walking, that's cramping. That's hamstring cramping right there. I'm surprised we haven't seen more of this. Just keep in mind that Jefferson's varsity numbers dictate that their players just almost can't come off the field. And so when Paul James said one of our keys to the game is we got to wear Jefferson down, it looks as though we're starting to see the earmarks of that in some respects.
Tell you what, not only did Brian Webb have his heart in his throat, but I think Brandon Horman had his heart in his throat too, the Jayhawk basketball coach. By the way, Bent Community has made it 24-14 with 3 minutes to go in the game.
Now, I promise you, Jim O'Connell, the defensive coordinator for the Saints, is not happy about that.
Cal Goodchild's got a good team at Benton this year.
Well, he really does. Ask Marion Indians about that.
That penalty will nullify a first down. And the Lions will try it again. on third down and 20.
Well, we're almost through with this third quarter. Jefferson's only had one offensive possession.
Carey, empty backfield, out of the shotgun. Trips to the right side, going to roll that way. Has time. Carey throwing on the run, right sideline, and overshot his man. Gerlach incomplete.
Boy, and again, the way that secondary cleared out on the wide side of the field. If Trot Carey just tucks that ball under and runs, he gets 20 yards and the first down.
I wonder what, well, we'll see. Can't kick a field goal. You really want to punt in the situation if you're Linmar, but.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
It's fourth and 18.
Fourth and 18, and you're on Jefferson's 35. I think he almost might as well go for it.
I think they are. Linmar will go for it. They need the Jayhawks' 17-yard line. No scrimmage from the 35. Carey gets the shotgun snap, back to throw, looking left, stepping up. Now he is going to run. Now he spins. Now he's in trouble and trapped along the sideline, and down he goes. He's going to get forward progress of about 6 yards as Keenan Stewart was there for the Jayhawk defense along with Jacob Thompson.
Second possession here in the second half for Linmar. Both of them started at the Lions 17, and where ball was given over on downs. The first time they got to the Jefferson, they actually got to midfield at the 50, and then on this possession they got down to the 35. So, again, getting into Jefferson territory, just not coming away with points on the board.
First and 10 for the Jayhawks from the 28-yard line. They'll run the option inside handoff. Across the 30 to the 31-yard line that time. On the carry was Jacob Thompson. He'll get about three. His fourth carry of the night for 12 yards. Jefferson right now, they just want to eat clock and eat clock.
Well, and now we're not even to the fourth quarter yet, Scott. We're already talking about playing to win the game or playing to not lose the game. And there's still another 13 minutes that have to be played in this game.
Second down and 7, Bell in motion to the left. And the handoff to Thompson on the sweep, and Isaiah Garman swallows him up right there. Going to be lost back to the original line of scrimmage of about 3. And Garman was there in a big hurry.
Jefferson's offense just looks flat-footed right now, and the defense for Linmar looks like they're ready to pounce.
Could be the final play of the third quarter here. And Henry Garsane will come into the Jayhawk backfield now on third down and 10. And Jefferson will have to run a play here. Big clock down to 6, play clock down to 3, and a timeout going to be taken with 1.7 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. That leaves Jefferson with only one.
Timeout taken by Jefferson.
Here in the third, and Brian Webb's going to talk things over. Kind of a 2-for-1 timeout here, if you will. We'll talk with the winning coach on the Rainer Dorr postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one. And we'll also choose our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game on this full moon, harvest moon night here at Linmar Stadium. Scoreboard show coming up after the post game as well tonight. There are going to be some interesting scores passed along tonight by Jeff Downing.
Well, as we mentioned, 4A still in non-district competition, but everybody else below 4A kicking off their very important district openers tonight. And it really gets serious tonight.
Waterloo East wins on the road for the first time since 2012. They win at Marshalltown 18-15 tonight.
How about that? The second win of the year.
Our 2-1.
Yes.
How about that? Third down and 10 from the 27. Blitz coming. Vauder, deep drop, rolling left. They're going to throw the middle screen. Hall with the catch. Drop for a big loss. Aucott was there again. Sniffed that one out as we come to the end of the third quarter of play. After 3, it is Cedar Rapids Jefferson 27. And the Linmar Lions, 7. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run, run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, we'll include small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Kyler Bell starts the fourth quarter with a punt. It's going to get a Jayhawk roll. And going to get a good punt out of it down to the 32-yard line as we start quarter number four here from Linmar Stadium. 46 yards on the punt. So he's had a punting average as well in the 50s tonight. Kyler Bell's had a good night.
Well, the Linmar punt return team has helped him out in the respect that the ball's been on the ground and been allowed to bounce a lot, too. So this will be the third possession now in this second half. Only the third possession for Linmar.
We'll get you the third quarter numbers coming up in just a moment. Lions go spread and carry in the shotgun. He'll send three receivers to the right side. Low snap, gets it. Carry, looking left. Guns in the flat. Catch made. Missed tackle and ahead to the 40-yard line goes Gerlach. And that's going to go for about eight. His third catch of the night for 22 yards.
Paul James choosing to really spread the field out now with triple receivers to that far wide side.
Lamar a little bit more of a hurry up now. Four-man front. Now Keenan Stewart lining up on the outside this time. Here is the handoff to Hess. Kicks it to the outside, 40 to the 45. Trying to get to the corner, does, and out of bounds. As he'll go into Jefferson territory. On a gain of about 17 as they outflank the Jayhawk defense.
What a great block by right tackle Cole Wright, 6'2", 245. He just took Keenan Davis to the school of blocking there.
100 yards now for Alex Hess tonight. First down from the 43-yard line. Again, the read option, and again, a big hole. Hess cuts it back into 40 with a swim move, and T.J. Kennan, good to see him back in there, brings him down after a pickup of about five. And it'll be second down and five as Linmar's going no huddle.
Yeah, and they're coming to the line in a hurry.
Hess, the lone setback, trips to the left side. Carey, quick out, caught, rolling, hit immediately by Mitch Hall. And going to depend on the spot. I think he's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
That did not get out of bounds either, so that clock does continue to tick.
Give me the numbers through three quarters coming up in a moment. .186 total yards for Linmar, .295 for Jefferson. Third down. And a yard. Inside handoff to Hess. Turns it up. He's got the first down. And Keenan Stewart drags him down from behind as he takes it down to about the 28-yard line.
This spread formation is really helping open up some gaps in the defensive alignment for Jefferson. And with Hess's quick feet, anytime they choose to, they can run him on a nice little read option there. And he's going to have lots of open room.
10:05 to play. Clock rolling in the game. 27-7 Jefferson. But Linmar on the run. Carry to throw. Again, another quick out. Wide open, 25-20 down the sideline and out of bounds. Over on the far side, I believe it was Gerlach. Nope, that was Bush. And that quick out got 17.
Yeah, whichever corner out there was scheduled to be covering him fell down as the ball was delivered. And I think that he looked downfield and said, where's everybody? I'm just going to take off.
First and 10 at the 11. Lions can get a first down at the 1-yard line. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left from the far hash mark. Carrying the read option. Hand off to Hess. Nothing doing this time. Good play. Logan Klein, one of the safeties coming up for Jefferson. Got him right in his tracks. And it'll be second down and 10.
Oh, this is where Linmar has stubbed their toe so far tonight. They get down to that 10-yard line, and they just haven't found a way to get it in. And this time, the Lion faithful say, convert.
Yeah, red zone has not been their friend. Twins left, twins right. Spread formation, second down. Carey going for the fade, right corner of the end zone. Jump ball, and it is caught. Yep. Touchdown. Good catch by Rowling in the far right corner. And Linmar on the board.
Just a nice fade pattern into the right corner of the end zone. And Bell was there on the defense, but just got up, jumped.
And that's hard to do.
That's a great pass and a great reception by Linmar's offense.
Trot carry with the touchdown pass to Rowling. Brings Linmar within 27-13. Bad snap, and the Lions are going to have to try for two here. And picked up. Carey throws it on the sideline to Garman. Lowers the shoulder, and he's not going to make it, though.
Boy, is he close, though.
And
Carey getting up slowly.
Yes, he is. And Linmar's had a bevy of injuries tonight. 27-13. It stays with 9:21 to play in the ball game. We will take a 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff here on KGYM right after this.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you in Linmar Stadium, Scott Unash, John Hegarty, and Jeff Moss with you. We welcome in 106.3 FM, those listening to West Branch and Jessup tonight. We've had a wild one, as we've had six turnovers in the game. Linmar's gotten to the red zone numerous occasions, have not scored. Jefferson's defense has bent, has not broken tonight. Jefferson with big plays, Kyler Bell with a big night. All adds up to a 27-13 lead right now for the Jayhawks. Each team looking for their first win of the year. A sidewinding line drive kick returnable. 5 to the 10, 15 to the 20. Kyler Bell then gets to the 22 before he stood up. And pushed back by Drew Strotman. Going to be a return of 19 yards that time for Bell. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. Xavier with a 31-21 lead. Just under 2 minutes left over Benton Community right now.
Benton Community scrapping back.
Yes, they are. Linmar trying to scrap back. Still 9:13 to play here in this ball game. First down, Jayhawks at the 22-yard line. Vauder in the pistol. One set back. Vauder to throw. He's going to throw the quick slant and incomplete behind Furrow. And on defense over there for the Lions was Dan Coughlin, who's got an interception tonight.
Well, I know Jefferson wants to move the ball down the field here, but back at their own 20, they cannot afford to turn the ball over here. Momentum squarely in Linmar's favor right now. Jefferson would do him a huge favor by giving him another short porch.
Second down, 10 from the 22. Twins left, twins right. One set back. Garcon gets it. Nope, Bonner on the keeper. Turned it up 25 and across the 30 to the 31. Good fake. Got nine. As coming up with a stop for the Lions was Gerlach playing a little defense.
Yeah, every so often Jefferson will come out of that triple option look with the slots, and they'll run the read option, and Vauder has not carried it off of the read option tonight. So kind of bamboozled everybody on that.
Third and a yard, a full yard just across the 30-yard line. 8:37 clock rolling in the game. Jefferson trying to convert. Vauder in the gun, sends Hall in motion right to left. Vauder on the option, turns it up. Second effort got him the first down. Broke the Trey Baker tackle, and Chase Schultz, the linebacker, brings him down at about the 32-yard line. But a big conversion for the Jeff offense.
Yeah, and it was close, too. Depending on how that could have been spotted, Lindmar may have held.
Got three and got the first down. And that will take at least two, 3 more minutes off the clock. And Jefferson's using all of the play clock right now. Slot right, slot left, Hall coming in motion. Gets it on the jet sweep. Turns it up at the numbers far side. Across the 35, and I believe he stayed in bounds at the 36. That's a smart play right there.
That's a very smart play. He was going to be run out of bounds, and he just said, nope, going down with the knee here before I see white.
And that will keep the clock running. Gain of four, takes it across the 35 out to the 36 as we go under 8 minutes to play in the game. 27-13, Jefferson. They've led the whole way here tonight, led 20-7 at halftime. Wide side of the field to the left. Behind the formation comes Kyler Bell. They'll run the option. Here's Vodder. Late pitch to Bell. He's got a 35 penalty flag down. And Bell at the 39 is down. And going to probably be a hold here, it looks like, on the Jayhawks. We'll see. Yep, yeah,
and
hold.
Then they'll have to take this back. Although you'd like to not give them another repeat of that down, but you've got to. You got to take that, I'm afraid.
That'll back Jefferson up 10 from the spot of the foul.
Lindmar desperately wants to get the ball back in their offense's hands, but it's the right call by the coaches.
Jefferson, they're going to throw it. It's going to be a very safe pass at this juncture of the game. Second down. Back to the 31-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 11. Shotgun snap. Vodder to the throw. Going to throw that slant again. Tipped in the air, and a penalty flag flies in. As the ball was tipped in the air, it looked like Cole Wright.
I'm not sure they heard you talking about safe passes at this point, because that is not. They should have heeded your advice.
Well, we'll see what the penalty flag is. Going to be a defensive hold on Lindmar.
Oh, and the Lindmar crowd does not like that call at this juncture in the game at all. That will not be a first down, however.
10-yard penalty. No, it's not an automatic first down in high school ball. But it's second down and one. 7.5 to play here in the ball game. From the 41-yard line. Long count. Here's Vodder on the quarterback draw. He'll take it up the middle and stretches probably enough for the first down. Going to depend on the spot. Near side line judge comes in and he'll mark it at the 43.
Gives Jefferson a very favorable spot.
But a first down. And another big first down right there for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, Noah Vodder running all the way over to the Jefferson sideline now and getting the play call in his ear hole from Brian Webb.
Three timeouts remaining. Lindmar has. They're going to go with the four-man front right now. Vodder looks at the play clock. It's down to five. He's going to take it all the way down to two before he will hand it off. Garsane coming to the short side, breaks a couple tackles, but goes out of bounds after a pickup of nearly 10.
Garsane, the diminutive one, with quick feet, bounces that one to the outside for Jefferson.
5'8", 150 pounds.
That's a generous listing.
And going to depend on the spot. They're going to say he's about a half a yard short. It's going to be a gain of 9. 2 carries, 8 yards for Henry Garsane. Stopped the clock, though, with 6:54 to play. Second down and about a yard. Garsane stays in the backfield, a lone setback. 3 receivers right. Vodder gets the snap. He's back to throw. He's going to throw deep right side, going for Bell, and it's broken up, incomplete. And a penalty flag is down. And they say on the deflection, Josh Furrow. Got it on a deflection.
Yeah, we've got a flag down in the middle of the field, however.
Holding Lindmar.
It's another defensive hold.
Either way, it's going to be a first down. Oh, wait a minute. Now they're pointing at Jefferson with a hold.
Yeah, because there's another flag down. There's 2 flags down, Scott.
Yep, there are. So it's going to be an offsetting situation. Yeah, defensive holding down. That ball was tipped in the air, and somehow Josh Frito dived to the play and came up with the pigskin.
But the holding will nullify that.
Second down, it remains. Second down in less than a yard. And look who's in there playing a little offense right now. As Jefferson going to go with a little unbalanced line look, and they're going to run it that way. Vonner, a little shake and bake move, and runs into Garmin, and he got bulldog down at the 45-yard line.
I believe the correct terminology for the way Isaiah Garmin took Vonner down there was the pile driver.
Yes, but a first down for the Jayhawks. And the clock continues to run as soon as they set the chains.
Isaiah Garmin has been a beast on both sides of the ball tonight.
Vonner coming back in. First and 10, Jefferson. Jayhawks looking for their first win. Lindmar looking for the first win of the year and the first win for Paul James here at Lindmar. Man in motion. They'll hand it to Thompson on the jet sweep. Turns it up at the hash marks. Gets across the 40 to the 39. Or no, that was 36, not 26. Furrow. That was Furrow. He'll go for five, and it's second down and five. Furrow in there, Kyler Bell in there, Mitch Hall, Drake Kearns.
Jayhawks just taking all the time that they possibly can to milk this drive.
Jefferson with a second down and five from the Lindmar 39. Methodical drive. Down to one on the play clock. They get it. Vonner on the keeper and stretches to about the 37-yard line. Chase Forsythe into the ball game, getting that tackle.
And if that name, that last name sounds familiar, it's because his father,
the former coach.
Former coach, Bobby Forsythe.
And in there to make the play on that one. Third down and a must-stop situation for Lindmar with 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Lions trailing 27-13. Jayhawks with the ball. Hall coming in motion. Vonner on the keeper. Turns it up and going to be close. I don't think he got it.
I don't think he did either. He's had some favorable spots on these third down calls, but I don't think he's going to get it this time.
No, he's short by about a half a yard.
So now you've got a big decision if you're Brian Webb.
Jeff Moss will talk with the winning coach coming up after the ball game here.
You want to take a chance and keep the ball moving, or do you want to bury him deep with a punt?
Jeff's got one timeout left. Clock down to 12. Bodder's coming back out there. I think Jefferson's going to go for it. Play clock down to five, ticking away. Four, they'll send Hall in motion, and he'll get it on the jet sweep, turning it up, and second effort. Oh, it's going to be close. Really close.
Was turned in well by the edge man defensive end for Lindmar, and Lindmar players are signaling that they did not make it.
Oh, this is close. No, they're signaling Lindmar ball.
Yep.
Didn't even measure.
So Lindmar's got new life as their Lindmar's offense comes out on the field.
Jefferson, though, kept it for 5 minutes and 11 seconds.
All the way down to the Lion 35, but could not keep the drive sustained and moving. So they've left the door ajar, Scott.
First down, Lindmar at the 35. Trot carry in there at quarterback. One setback, four receivers, three to the right side. Shotgun snap back to Carey. Rolls to the right. Keenan Stewart chasing him. Carey is going to run. Turns it up and slides to a stop ahead of Kenan as he gets to the 39-yard line. Keenan and Kenan were chasing him. Second and six. No huddle Lions. 3:50 to play in the game. And back to throw is Carey. Throws the out and it's caught along the sideline by rolling. And I think Lindmar got away with some illegal shifting that time. They were not set.
They've thrown that little quick out to the weak side with just one receiver so many times. You know what Paul James is setting up here?
Yep.
You're going to see the hook and go there.
Yes, you are.
There's going to be a stop-and-go pattern, and that is going to be thrown down the sideline. So Jefferson secondary better keep their eyes open.
Third down and one, trips again to the right side. Carrying the shotgun, runs the read option. Big hole on the handoff, has up the middle into Jayhawk territory. Down to the Jefferson 44-yard line. Josh Furrow on the stop. And that's a pickup of 12. Hess well over 100 yards tonight. 3:36, clock stopped.
One team looks excited right now, and they're wearing black, and the other team looks like they're just trying to hold on.
First and 10 from the far hash at the 44 of Jefferson. Spread formation for Lindmar, carrying the shotgun. Off the fake, carry, rolling to the right side, flips it upfield, catch made, and a big hit put on at about the 32-yard line. Catch made by Drew Strotman. That'll be a first down.
First and 10 Lions at the
sixth different receiver that Lindmar has thrown to tonight. And first down number 14, 32-yard line, first down, Lions. Jefferson with a five-man front. They might be bringing everybody, and they are. A handoff to Hess, and Keenan Stewart right there.
Alex Hess.
After a gain of about a yard. And Hess getting up a little slow.
Gain of one, second down, nine.
So is Keenan Stewart. Stewart's been playing offense and defense.
Has had a lot of Jayhawks.
And now we're going to get an official's timeout.
I think this might be equipment.
Yeah, they're trying to get Keenan Stewart's shoulder pad fixed.
Lindmar players coming over to the sideline, and ball being spotted now. They need to get back out there on the line of scrimmage.
Clock rolling, 2:47 to play. Second down and nine. From the 31 of Jefferson, shotgun snap, carry back to throw. Looking right, throws that way, and threw it behind the intended receiver, incomplete. Trying to get it to Gerlach at about the 31. And it's going to be third and nine at the 31.
This might be the time for the stop and go pattern right here.
What if you're Jefferson? You bring everybody? Perhaps bring him on the blitz?
I tell you what, this is one of those deals where you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. You can come out smelling like a rose, or you can give up a touchdown.
Strotman, Bush, and Rolling out to the far side, one receiver to the right. Carey under pressure. They're bringing everybody. Dumps the pass off to Hess. 35 to the 30-yard line. Cuts it back at the 25, and a solo tackle.
I think he's short of the first down.
He is. Big.
Just short.
Kenneth Moore with the tackle tonight.
But it's fourth down, and so Lindmar can come up here and convert yet.
Hess, third catch, fourth and one for the Lions. They're going to go without a huddle. Carrying the shotgun, runs the read option, and a handoff to Hess, turns it up, and
he's got it.
Going to be close, but I think he did get it.
Yeah, he's forward momentum, just got it.
And that will be a first down run.
Drive stays alive for Lindmar. Not quite yet to the Jefferson 20. Make it the 22.
2:06, Lindmar with all three timeouts remaining. And a little bit tired, winded Jayhawk defense out there.
Absolutely.
Clock starts. Carey gets the shotgun snap. Deep drop. Has all day looking. Throws the left side of the end zone. And it's incomplete. Off the hands of A.J. Bush out there.
Oh, the ball took forever to come down. And Bush was all by himself in the left corner of the end zone with nobody there to bat it away.
And it's second down and 10. Klein came late and might have had a... might have heard some footsteps.
Oh, that ball hung up in the air forever.
Second down and 10 from the 22, but the clock stops. Just past the top of the hour, listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 and now 106.3 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Twins left, twins right. Second down and 10 from the 22. Jayhawks bringing the blitz off the fake. Carey rolls right, blitz picked up, throws sideline, and the catch made by Gerlach. Going to be about a yard short of the first down, and he gets out of bounds. Keep in mind, Lindmar has all reserve receivers in there right now, too. The starters, Niebauer and Hilsenbeck, both out. Third down and a yard. for the Lions. Minute 50 to play in the game. They'll run the read option. Hess off the right side, inside the 10, and has a first down and goal.
That'll stop the clock while the chains move.
Now to about the 8 on a gain of 5.
So once again, Lindmar finds themselves inside Jefferson's 10-yard line. They need to score in a hurry here because they're down to a minute 40.
First and goal, clock running. Carey rolls left and flips it over the head of Strotman, incomplete. And that'll stop the clock with a minute 35 to play. Carey, tonight we'll give you his numbers here in a moment. As a good second half for Trot.
Certainly had more of a chance to show off his arm in the second half than he did in the first half.
14 to 23, touchdown and a pick. Second and goal from the 9-yard line. Jefferson bringing the blitz. Inside handoff to Hess, runs right into the blitzer and down. And a timeout going to be taken. Taylor Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria came up big there. Met the ball carrier at the handoff mesh point.
Loss of 4 that time, and a timeout going to be taken by the Lions. And we'll take one as well. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Minute 29 to play the ball game. Jefferson 27, Lindmar 13, back in 30 seconds on KGYM Sports.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? Digital Doc buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Back with you at Lindmar Stadium. As the Jayhawks trying to put away this 27-13 lead, it is third down and goal coming up at the 12-yard line is where the officials mark it.
And Lindmar, never saying dies, still thinks they've got a way to win this game, but they've got to get in the end zone ASAP.
Three receivers to the left, Gerlach to the right side. They'll go spread, one set back, and that is Hess. Shotgun snap, Carey rolls to the left side. Looking, steps up in the pocket, still looking. Now he's going to run to the 10 and goes airborne and comes up to the 6-yard line. And the clock continues to run, and it is fourth down. And Lindmar are going to use that second timeout now. We'll keep it here for this one. Timeout number 2, and they almost had to in this situation if you're Paul James and the Lions.
Yeah, they deliberated a little long there. They could have saved themselves about 7 or 8 seconds if they'd have called that a little sooner.
Rainer Door postgame coming up for you as soon as we are completed here at Lindmar Stadium. And it's been a good one tonight. 4 touchdown performance tonight for Noah Vauder of Jefferson. A 240-yard night. And Kyler Bell has been terrific tonight as well for Jefferson.
Yeah, T.J. Cannon with a couple of touchdown receptions as well.
And some good plays defensively, too.
Same can be said for Bell. So I like the fact that Lindmar is just scratching and clawing and saying, you know what, the time isn't in our favor right now, but there's still a way that we can get this done. If they can get in there into the end zone on this play right now, they're going to kick the onside kick, and there's still going to be enough time left on that clock where they can come down the field, and down 14 points, they still may be able to take it to overtime or possibly win it if they would go on a two-point conversion somewhere. So there's still doubt in this game. For the Jefferson's got a victory here. They do not yet.
Minute 18 to play. But Lindmar has to convert here. Minute 18, fourth down and goal from the 6. Ball right in the middle of the field. Twins left, twins right. And now a Jeff timeout. And Brian Webb wants to talk it over. Chris Busing, defensive coordinator. He wants to make sure everybody's in the right spots here. As
leaves Jefferson with no timeouts in the game, and Lindmar has one yet to remaining.
Next week, Thursday night, Wash Linmar at Kingston Stadium. And then next Friday night, Jeff Kennedy on the north and Iowa City West, City High on the south. Bettendorf put up another score, final 56-0, as they beat Washington tonight.
I guess I can understand that Wash gets away with the victory, but I cannot understand how they get that many points and Wash gets shut out. That's unbelievable to me.
That is crazy. I would have never in a million years come up with 56-0.
We know Bettendorf has a good team, but I can't think that they're that much better.
Fourth and goal for Linmar. From the 6-yard line, same formation. Jeff, looks like they're bringing everybody. Right there, man-to-man. Carey, shotgun snap, blitz coming. Throws in the flat, wide open. Has it the 5, splits defenders, dives, touchdown.
Yep.
Jefferson brought the house.
And that's the risk that you run when you bring everybody, is that especially out there in the flats, you've got one-on-one coverage.
Minute 11 to play. A 2-minute, 59-second, 65-yard touchdown drive. And Trot Carey's second touchdown pass of the night. This one to Hess. Extra point. This is a big one. 27-19. And the kick on its way, and it is good. And it's 27-20, and the onside kick is coming.
And we've got a new rule on the onside kick this year to discuss.
That is correct. You cannot pop it into the turf and have it bounce up in the air this year. That
right.
is a penalty.
I think that the exact language as written in the National Federation of High School Football rule book is the ball cannot be driven directly into the turf on the kick so as to come up on the first bounce higher than the face mask of any of the players on the field.
That is correct.
So if that happens, then it's a dead ball foul, and they just bring it back 5 yards, and they get a chance to do it again.
Jefferson with the hands team. Thompson is up there. Kearns is up there. And Jefferson has 10 players up in the box right now. TJ Cannon is up there. Moore. All of the skill players are up there for the Jayhawks.
And the officials all wondering, how high is this ball going to bounce?
It'll be Austin Brenning to try the onside kick. He's going to angle to the far side. Here we go. Here is the kick, and it squibs a couple times, and it is at the 48. I think Jefferson hopped on it. And the Jayhawks will get it. Who else? Was that Bell or was that Logan Patey? It was either 2 or 22. And Jefferson will have it at the 49-yard line with a minute 9 to play.
One timeout for Linmar.
And if you're Jefferson, I think you go into victory formation now.
I think you just take a knee here.
And Jefferson doesn't go under center. Keep that in mind. With this triple option look out of the pistol. Vonner will get it, and he's going to keep it himself up the middle and gets to the Lion 45, and Garmin brings him down, and there's the final Lion timeout. If I'm doing my math correct, it's 1:03 remaining, second down. Yeah, 50 seconds at the least. With the 25-second play clock.
Well, we've seen strange things happen in situations like this, though.
Yes, especially on full moon nights, or very close to full moon nights.
And the way that we've had turnovers and other negative things happen on both teams' accounts, this isn't in the books yet.
As looks as though Jefferson's going to go on the road, though, and get a big win tonight.
I think you break your tendency to have the shotgun snap, and you go up under center, Scott. That's the old coach in me, but right now you cannot risk any type of possibility that you can come up with a fumble.
Herm Edwards is not anywhere in the stadium.
You play to win the game.
The miracle in the Meadowlands. Jefferson second down and 4. Well, first down. Game's over anyway. So we'll see what the Jayhawks do. They got the offset eye, modern the pistol, and he'll get it, and quarterback draw up the middle again, and he's got the first down, so it's Academic. Academic now, and Jefferson's going to get a win. As we go under a minute to play, 59 seconds, and as soon as they set the chains, the clock will begin. And this one's going to be a sweet win tonight for the Jayhawks. In the 25th renewal of this rivalry, and it will be 15-10 in favor of Linmar. Now Vauder will go under center. And he will get the snap, take a knee, and have to do it one more time. Maybe.
Depends where they decide to spot that. If they stand there and look at the clock and then spot it, it should be over.
Well, it's going to be close.
And I think that's what they're going to do.
Jayhawks are going to go to 1-2. And Linmar will fall to 0-3. As there it is. A final knee. And the final score, 27-20. Cedar Rapids Jefferson with the win tonight here on the road at Linmar Stadium. We'll take a quick two-minute timeout and come back with the Rainer Door postgame after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Dad, we talk a lot about sports.
Yes, we do.
And food.
Yep.
And sometimes even health.
That is true.
In a recent survey, the Cleveland Clinic found that today's fathers and sons are talking more about their health than previous generations, but there's still a conversation gap around below-the-belt issues.
Cleveland Clinic wants to remind all men to mention it to their doctor.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation.
And they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it. It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Now, tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back here to Linmar Stadium, and we're going to throw it right downstairs to our Jeff Moss, who's with Jefferson coach Brian Webb.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Brian Webb is here with me as the Jefferson Jayhawks get their first victory of the year. Coach, just an all-around great effort by your team from the start of the game to the finish, especially in the second half. You shored up a lot of those mistakes and played a lot cleaner football.
Yeah, and I think we felt like we left some points on the board and maybe didn't handle some game-like situations the best we could. And those are things that we have to get through with Jermell calling the plays and managing, you know, second and first and third and one in the clock. And so, our effort's great. Our kids always play hard, and this is a good victory for us. And like I said, I always felt like we have a good team. We played some two tough teams, Pleasant Valley and Prairie. I mean, they're top 10 teams. And so I always tell them, you're a good team. And so now we're going to face Kennedy in Washington. So I know they're excited. They deserve it. They put in a lot of time. Our coaches have put in a lot of time. And I'm just really happy for our kids and our fans because they're the ones that deserve it.
Noah Vauder, played a great game tonight. Four touchdown passes, two to Kyler Bell, two to Kennan on the night, especially that last one to Kennan. He hung in there, took a shot on the play, made a great touchdown pass.
Yeah, you know, Lindmar is playing a lot of kind of seam coverage and blitzing, so the middle of the field's wide open a lot, and we just worked on that in practice all week and hitting the seams. And he missed a few, but, you know, it's high school quarterback. He's not going to get them all, but he's got great composure back there as a quarterback. Really proud of him, but also offensive line did a fantastic job, and we're very undersized offensive line against, you know, a lot of these teams, but they just fight and fight because they're just West Side kids that just believe in fighting.
Coach, talk about Kennedy coming up. They played really well last night, got back in the win column over Hempstead. A lot of talent on the offensive and the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an intercity rival, and you know, they've kind of took it to us the last couple of years, and they're going to be ready to beat Jefferson, and we have to be ready to play. But tonight we're going to celebrate beating Lindmar and get back at Kennedy tomorrow. And part of having a good team and good coaches and good players is understanding that, you know, you take the wins and losses together. So you win, you celebrate tonight, but then you move on to the next game tomorrow.
Coach, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Coach Brian Webb, as the Jayhawks get their first victory of the season.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Great job down on the sidelines here tonight for us. So Jefferson gets the win, and they get ready to take on two rivals coming up as Kennedy next week, and then Wash the week after that as district play will get underway. And big win. Jeff got the big plays tonight. Lindmar was chipping away, and Jeff got the big plays.
Four big pass plays is what sealed Lindmar's fate tonight at that, and their inability to get points on the board when they were down inside the red zone. They just were not able. You know, Paul James is down there on the middle of the field with his team around him, and he's pointing down to that end of the field where they left so many points on the board tonight when they had the opportunity inside the red zone. I think unofficially by my count, there were five, if not six, forays into the Jefferson red zone tonight where they came away empty-handed. So I think he's probably talking to his young things still take care of, fixable. Lindmar's going to win some games this year.
And we'll see him against Wash in that one next Thursday night. That should be a very interesting night, especially with the Warriors. I mean, it was going to be interesting anyway with Paul going back to Kingston to play Washington. But now with what happened to Wash tonight, it's going to be really interesting next Thursday.
Yes, it will. I think you're going to have a couple of teams that are really going to be trying to come out and find their identity for who they are and hope that they can come out with a victory.
Let's take a look at the final numbers here in the Rainer Door postgame show. Jefferson wins it 27-20 over the Lindmar Lions. First of all, Jefferson scoring first after an interception. Noah Vauder on a third down play hit Kyler Bell from 91 yards out. Basically threw a 15-yard pass. Bell beat everybody, turned on the Jets, went in from 91 yards out, and that made it 7-0. After a Lindmar miscue, a fumble, Jefferson took it 79 yards. Noah Vauder to T.J. Kennan from 18 yards out. That made it 14-0. And then after that, it was Lindmar getting on the board with Della Gardell with a 5-yard touchdown run. That came with a minute 42 remaining in the half. Made it 14-7. Lindmar got back into the game. But then the Jayhawks scored on the final play of the first half on a big Vauder to Bell jailbreak screen, a 53-yarder. Extra point was missed, though, and it was 20-7 at the halftime break. Jefferson put it up to 27-7 on the first drive of the second half as Noah Vauder hit T.J. Kennan again, this time from 37 yards out, and that made it 27-7, and then the Lions made it close. Two fourth-quarter touchdowns. Trot Carey with the touchdown pass to Trent Rowling from 11 yards out, and then on a fourth and goal, Carey hit Alex Hess from 6 yards out. Extra points were good. Lindmar tried an onside kick down 27-20, and Jefferson recovered, got a first down, and ran out the clock as the Jayhawks hold on and get the win 27-20 tonight as they go to 1-2 on the season. Lindmar falls now to 0-3. Final numbers. pretty close. Total yardage, 340 yards for Jefferson, 331 for the Linmar Lions. Jayhawks with 100 yards on the ground and 240 through the air. Noah Vauder, 8 of 20 tonight, 240 yards, 4 touchdowns, did throw one interception. Kyler Bell caught 2 passes for 144 yards and 2 scores. TJ Kennan, 2 catches, 55 yards, both touchdowns. Hall caught 2, Moore caught 1, and Furrow caught 1. On the ground, balance for Jefferson. Noah Vauder, 13 carries, 24 yards leading the way. Furrow, 3 carries for 22. Matt Morey carried it 3 times for 20. And Storm carried it 4 times for 14 yards. Jefferson with 14 first downs. Total of 7 penalties tonight for 45 yards. 2 sacks and 3 turnovers. For the Lions, 331 total yards tonight. 202 on the ground, 129 through the air. Trot Carey was 16 of 24 tonight, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Rowling caught 4 for 29 and 1 touchdown. Gerlach caught 4 for 31. Hess caught 4 for 32 yards and a touchdown. Bush caught 2 for 21. Schultz caught 1. Strotman caught 1 as well. Alex Hess on the ground. He had a great night, 24 carries, 127 yards. Della Gardell, before the injury, 17 carries. He had 67 yards tonight. Linmar with 15 first downs, 3 penalties for 25 yards. They had a sack. They also had 3 turnovers in the game. Third down conversions, Linmar was 8 of 15, 1 for 2 on third down tries. Jefferson was 5 of 11 on third down and 0 for 1 on fourth down tries. And time of possession went to the Lions, 27 minutes, 58 seconds to 20:02 for the triple option team in Jefferson. All the stats bear out, a pretty close game, but the Linmar defense couldn't stop Jefferson's big plays tonight.
And that's what it came down to ultimately. But back and you take a look at just the first 3 or 4 series of this play. This was one of the uglier games that we started out calling. But actually in the second half ended up being very competitive and a fun game to call. Both teams really pretty evenly matched, but one team just had the big plays tonight. And the other one couldn't come up with scores once they got inside the red zone.
We need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. It's brought to you by Happy Joe's. And a big thanks to them for helping out sponsorship of high school football on KGYM. And he did it offensively. He did it defensively. He had a punting average tonight of 52.5 yards as well, and that's Kyler Bell.
Yeah, he really did it all tonight. And I think all that you need to know is that at halftime, when Jeff Moss asked Brian Webb what he thought, he said, it's simple. We just got to get the ball to Bell. That's it. Yeah. Get the ball to him.
And Kyler did a good job tonight. He is our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player. The game. Another 2 for next week coming your way here on KGYM, at least on the north side of things. Thursday night, it's the reunion game. Paul James and the Lions head to Kingston to take on a very unhappy bunch of Washington Warriors next Thursday night, and we'll have that on 1600 AM at 7 o'clock for you. And then on Friday night, right back to Kingston, another rivalry. And maybe a little bit more on the line now that Jefferson got the win tonight.
Well, you know, keep this in mind, too. Kennedy got a lot of injured players right now.
Yes, they do.
And maybe even though in victory last night, they're kind of searching for some answers in terms of personnel. So takes on a whole other storyline in itself.
Jeff Kennedy next Friday night from Kingston Stadium. And then on the South Gym, Alex and the gang will have the battle for the boots. City High and West High coming your way next week. So rivalry week, if you will. Right here on KGYN. Should be fun. We'll look forward to it. And we'll look forward to all the football this weekend.
Sports.com/bold.
It is going to be fun. I just love these weeks when we've got a Thursday and Friday night game. Just that makes the week go so much more pleasant for me anyway.
Yes, it does. All right, John, thank you.
Great job.
We'll see you on Thursday. Thanks to Jeff Moss as well. Big thanks to Juan back in the studio, Jeff Downing, Zach Johnson, the entire crew. And we hope you enjoyed it out there. Please go to our sports-minded boosters. Thank them very much for bringing you high school football here on KGYM. It's presented by First Federal Credit Union. That's going to wrap things up here from Linmar Stadium here on the north side of Marin. This 4A non-district game tonight. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, 27. The Linmar Lions, 20. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. And for Jeff Moss and for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long.